Wednesday. We're going to return to regular programming for now. The game should come back shortly, and we will announce it when it comes back.
Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to review what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and cohorts from the DJB show, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Always has something to say, even sometimes when there's nothing to be said. He's right there,
exactly,
on the jolly and on the ready. So our job here on the review is to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, for this past week. So it's the week of July 9th to the 13th. Richie has gotten me, well, last week I think we started at the end and got to the beginning. Maybe we should start in the middle sometime and go in either direction.
No.
No. Okay.
My OCD will itch, please.
Itch. All right. So then let's start. Shall we start at the top? Number one this week on the stories list from Talkers is the president attending the NATO meeting and using his brashness, as usual, to get people to do things. There was a lot of the news media loved to portray him as the bad boy. And then by the end, everybody was happy. They all made their deals. The fellow who runs NATO said that it was a serious and frank discussion of the issues. And at the end, everybody got a lot out of it, and it was very productive. So news media, to you. Maybe that summarizes, at least from my perspective, and get down to the nitty-gritty.
What also blends in with the number two story of the week, which not to jump the shark on you, Dougie,
no,
but it's the Trump-Russia investigation and the upcoming meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, is that Trump called out Germany pretty hard for making a deal with Germany that it literally is earning Russia billions of dollars for this pipeline. It's an energy deal, a pipeline that goes from Germany into Russia that has Eastern Europe, like especially Poland, just at their wit's end, because it seems that they're on the front lines of danger now because of Germany making this deal. And so Trump called them out and said, look, if we don't like Russia and if we are standing against Russia in solidarity, then why the heck is one of our member countries handing over $300 billion to build a pipeline to Vladimir Putin? And it's a good question, and it's a question that was answered. Apparently one of the higher-ups in the German government is part of the German swamp. There's not just one in Washington, D.C., but there's one
really?
In Germany, too.
Swamps are everywhere. Unbelievable.
Not only that, they'll be beholden to Russia for their supply of gas.
That's it.
So who thinks, even though the news media loves to take shots at Donald Trump, in this circumstance, it seems to me that what he was asking made sense. It was almost one of those duh questions that nobody had asked before, and that's why there's so much utilitarian value to Trump, at least in my mind. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can throw shots at, but, you know, in terms of practicality, I, as a taxpayer, I don't know how many of you reflect on this when you pay your taxes, am tired of paying these bills for other people. I'm tired of having a $700 billion Waste, Fraud, and Abuse Fund called the Defense Department. And then on top of that, we're giving billions of dollars to these people. Hell, why is that our responsibility? The Germans, you know, they've tried to destroy the world. So we blew them to kingdom come, and we helped them come back again. Time for them to be on their own. And that's true, I think, of all of Europe. Do we need to have our influence? There are a lot of people who argue, wow, we need to have an influence in Europe. Why? Why do we need to have an influence, a military influence in Europe? Somebody answer that? I didn't think so. Crickets. There it is. That's
the
answer.
Well, I do think the hostile situation is...
I mean, that's such a broad question.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean a broad question? Why should we...
We need to have an influence in Europe so that Germany doesn't become what it was before.
Right. That happened. They started two world wars.
The same reason we stayed in Japan.
I think it's a pretty simple answer.
It's so that Japan and Asia doesn't become what it was before.
So if that's even more reason for Trump to ask the question, as he did, about all the money going to the Russians. Because the Russians, maybe, if you want to look for an enemy... Just as much of an enemy, if not more, than the Germans could be, might be,
well, that's the whole
maybe.
Point.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to make that point.
Right, yes. Yeah. And you
thank
did
you
it.
Very much for helping me make my point. Very good. All right, let's see. Next, number three on the countdown, the focus on immigration, illegal immigration. What policies do we put into effect for asylum? So how is the reworking of families and stuff going? Is that all... Is that all the problem over, done with?
They've
everybody's
got most
happy
of the
now?
Young kids back, but there's still some where there are parents who have some kind of legal action against them. One guy is accused of murder in his native country, down to another guy has a DUI in his native country. So they're trying to figure out whether they want to reunify those kids back with them.
Why is it?
But I think the priority was supposed to be kids under five. Would be reunited, but not all of them have been. So.
Right,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, kids under five.
There's 102 of them, and I think about 60-some of them have been reunited. And then according to the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, who said that the rest of them, they're having trouble reuniting because either they're not really the kids' parents or they're in trouble for something else, as Rich mentioned. There's somebody accused of murder. There's another one accused of child smuggling. There's another one accused of drugs. There's different things where it just you can't reunite the kids until the parents are out of legal trouble. So it seems that almost, I think they're at the point where everybody who was kind of in it, I use the word innocently, kind of with air quotes around it, but were separated just for the reason of coming into this country illegally, they've been reunited.
You know what I find interesting about this whole quote-unquote story is the coverage of it and the wide spectrum with which it's reported. So just on the way in, I'm listening to a report of it, and I hear basically that they were keeping babies away from their parents. Their parents have done nothing. You never hear anybody talk about the child smugglers who are bringing kids over here and trying to keep those kids away from the child smugglers. Nobody ever talks about that in the quote-unquote mainstream media. And it happens all the time. We always talk about child smuggling. When I adopted my daughter from South America, they had cut off adoptions from several Central American countries because babies were being stolen and sold. And when you look
is that what's happening when they're bringing the kids into the United States? They're going to be up for illegal adoptions?
Well,
like
not only that, but they're using them as a free ticket because they know that the pressure's on. If you come in with a kid, a lot of people will pick up children to use them and be like, oh, yeah, this is my son, and then right into the country. So,
call any adoption agency in the country and ask them about babies being stolen and sold in the United States for $20,000 and $40,000 and $100,000. It happens all the time.
Yeah, I just my only concern is just, you know, is the actual kids themselves, what happens to them, the ones who are, you know, maybe victims of that or maybe have been stolen. It's just
they're not asking for anything.
Exactly.
And the other misreporting by the media, and this drives me absolutely crazy when the facts are just not there, and that is that the Trump administration lost 2,000 families. Who saw that headline? That headline was everywhere a few weeks ago. And the truth is that those kids were not lost. They went under the radar. They were put into the care of other family members who may have been illegals themselves, and so they just disappear. They take off. They don't check in like they're supposed to. And then somehow the administration gets tagged with losing kids. It's really, it's crazy. You really have to study up on all of this, especially in emotional issues like immigration, where there's just lots of hysteria, lots of emotion, and not a lot of facts.
All right. 15 past the hour. In a few moments, the Kavanaugh confirmation process is a lot of dark money pouring in for him to get him nominated, not to nominate, he's nominated, but get him confirmed for the Supreme Court position. We'll examine that after this.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce...
We now return to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Connor Sutton.
Delay, we do have a new umpire. So, we'll resume here. So the umpire who was originally behind home plate is now not. The count is 1-1. As Mike Ciancio will step in, the Wolves scored four runs in the first, top of the first inning. And 45s have already scored two on a two-run home run from Lorenzo Debrecht. So now James Humphrey, who was not on the scorecard tonight, is going to be the base umpire. So, kind of a strange series of events here this evening. And we are already past, or almost past, an hour of game time. Technically, still counts. 1-1 to Ciancio is fouled back and out of play. Lane Pritchard is at first, or at second base, excuse me. And that was the only baseball anybody had. So now we got to go get some more baseballs. So just a whole cluster of things going wrong here tonight. It is just, I think, one of those nights. It's a Sunday, so it's kind of one of those strange evenings. So Ciancio now will be behind in the count 1-2. Pritchard is at second. Thatcher and Razor pinched up the middle. 4-2 our score, 1-2 outside. 2-2. It's going to be interesting to see how the pitchers react after this long break. How they can battle back and try and kind of recover in a way. 2-2, swing and a miss. Well, that's how Stant's going to recover. He throws a breaking ball and records the first out of the game. We'll take a look at the defensive alignment as we had yet to do that. Kaplanch is in left field, Taylor in center, Motherall in right. From third to first, Stover, Thatcher, Reyes, and Starr, and Mars is the catcher again this evening. So Cindy Saros steps in. He hit a home run in the first inning last night Pritchard in scoring position. 4-2 are scored. First pitch is inside, 1-0. Johnny Smith, who was the home plate umpire yesterday, now is home plate umpire again today. 1-0. That's high, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Peek back to second, 2-0. Outside, 3-0. Twenty pitches now for Stant. 3-0 is a called strike. 3-1, a high strike. Sinny Saros threw his bat down the third baseline, so it's 3-1. This is hit in the center field, a base hit. Lane Pritchard's around third. He is going to be waved in. The throw is going to come in and almost be cut off. So Pritchard will score on the RBI, and it's 4-3. We're still in the first inning, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Noah Dobbins stepping in. Left-handed hitter. Dobbins hit a home run last night. First pitch swung on a miss as he took a big cut. 0-1. Dobbins was 3-for-5 last night with 4 RBIs. He homered for the first time of the year. 0-1 is he tries to bunt at it and foul tips it into the catcher's glove, and it's 0-2. Infield double play tap. 4-3 our score after 4 runs came in the top half. Now we're in the bottom of the first despite the long delay. 0-2. Breaking ball. This is hit down the right field line. It's going to hook just foul. That probably would have been extra bases. Mondo Rodriguez is on deck. Oh, and 2. Stand set with a high set. The 0-2. Outside, 1-2. Dobbin was a starter on Friday. This is a changeup hit towards second on a roll. Reyes is going to go to first. Nearly pulled Star off the bag. 2 down. Advancing to second was Sinny Saros, and that will bring up Mondo Rodriguez. Rodriguez, right-handed batter. And it's a called strike. Oh, and one. Breaking ball, check swing, hit on the ground. A first starter was right. He's going to got it, throw to the pitcher covering. That's going to end the inning. Probably the longest inning of the year with a delay. We'll head to the second 4-3 our score here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Josiah Taylor is the batter beginning here in the second inning. It's J.J. Reeves, who has waited a long time to go back out there. He throws a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Good way to begin the second inning after a very, very strange series of events. 0-1 is up high, 1-1. In that first inning, four runs, three hits, but two errors. Only one of the runs was earned. The other three were unearned. 1-1 is a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 1-2. Top of the order is coming up next. Taylor was 0-4 on Friday. 2-3 with a couple runs scored a night ago. Reeves will step off here as Taylor steps out of the box. Now back in, 30 pitches so far for Reeves. He winds on 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike him out, and that's the second strikeout of the game for J.J. Reeves, and a good way to begin the second inning. Austin Loeb in the top of the order coming up. Loeb walked and scored a run in the first inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, building better communities through philanthropy. Loeb, right-handed batter, steps in as Reeves is working from the windup here. First pitch is a breaking ball. That's over for a strike. So back-to-back at-bats beginning with that off-speed pitch. 0-1. One out, nobody on. This 0-1 is up high. Loeb started to go after it and stopped. 1-1. Reyes on deck. 1-1 is just off the plate away. 2-1. Lights are on here at historic Tiger Field. Game times began at 6:22. We're only in the second because of the long delays. This 2-1 is inside and maybe a tad low. 3-1. The umpire, home plate umpire, I believe was overheating. 3-1. This is swung on and missed as he blew it by him. And that'll run things full 3-2. So we had to wait for the base umpire, Johnny Smith, to put on his gear. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, change up, that's called strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the second, third of the game for Reeves, and that will bring up Lorenzo Reyes. Reyes, in his first plate appearance, had a sacrifice bunt. Reyes 2-4 with a couple of strikeouts last night, takes again that first pitch breaking ball, is called a strike, 0-1. I would imagine eventually the Wolves are going to start sitting on that pitch. 0-1. This is down low. 1-1. On Friday night, Reyes was 0-3 with a couple strikeouts. 1-1. High. 2-1. Base is empty. Two down here in the second. Reeves Reeves steps off, gets the sign again. 2-1. This is outside. Gomes after sliding to his left to corral that one. 3-1. Lefty on lefty. 3-1 pitch from J.J. Reeves is high, and that's ball four. Second walk of the game for Reeves, and that'll bring in Brandon Motherall. Motherall struck out swinging tonight earlier in his tonight's beer batter, left-handed batter. Two down, one on. Reeves from the stretch is, again, first pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. So now Gomes is going to come out and talk to Reeves quickly. A ball and no strikes to the third place hitter in the lineup. 1-0. Hit on the ground to first. To right, Ciancio's got it. He's going to go to the bag himself. And that will end the inning. One left on a walk. We'll head to the bottom of the second. 4-3 our score. The Sierra Wolves the lead on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jackson Murphy will step to the plate, the right-handed batter, to begin the bottom of the second inning. 4-3 our score. Murphy struck out in a pinch hit appearance last night. Right-handed batter stepping in. First pitch is a check swing for a ball. 1-0. Is a called strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Murphy batting 133. 6 hits on the season. 1-1. This is popped up. Shallow left field. Kaplanch coming in. He'll make the catch for the first out. Kind of nonchalantly began to come in and then had to speed up to get under that one. It's the first out. That'll bring up Logan Gomes. Gomes, right-handed batter. With the top of the order coming up next, Gomes' first pitch is a breaking ball that dips outside. 1-0. He was 0-3 last night. With a walk and a run score, batting .217. Ball and no strikes as it's fouled back off the screen, 1-1. One out, nobody on. Taylor at center field playing pretty shallow. 1-1 pitch. This is hit pretty high and down the line. A long run for Kaplanch. He has to come in now. He will make the catch, and that's the second out just in fair territory, and that's two down. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Kobe Zimmerman now will step to the plate.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Walked in his first plate appearance and scored a run on the Lorenzo Dobrec two-run big fly. 4-3 our score, two outs, nobody on. Zimmerman, the right-handed batter, stepping in against Reese Stant. Working from the windup, throws. This is right there for a first pitch strike. 0-1, 22 strikes and 14 balls for Stant. 0-1. This is also, wow, that looked to be on the outside corner, but apparently it's off the plate away. 1-1. Zimmerman did not play last night. 1-1. Again off the outside. 2-1. He did play Friday. Was 1-for-3 with a couple runs scored. Batting .277. .24 runs driven in. Breaking ball. Inside. 3-1. So Zimmerman a ball away from walking for the second straight plate appearance. Outside, ball four. So that'll bring up Lorenzo Dobrec. Now Stant's going to probably have to be pretty careful. As Dobrec homered on a 2-2 pitch, and he just launched it way over the net in left field. 4-3 our score. The go-ahead run is at the plate here in the bottom of the second inning, still early in this contest. Zimmerman with a small lead. We might see him go here. First pitch, this is hit high into shallow center field. Reyes going out the second baseman. He will make the catch, backpedaling, and that will end the inning. A walk and one is left on. We'll head to the third, 4-3. The Wolves maintaining the lead here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to Colt 45's baseball here at historic Tiger Field. Tom Kaplanch coming to the plate to begin the third inning. Now ahead in the count 2-0 against Reeves, struggling to find the zone here to begin this inning as he throws this one way wide, 3-0. So now Reeves going to have to try to rein this at bat back in. Risks giving up a leadoff walk. Nobody out. 3-0. That's a high ball. Oh, wow. It's called strike. Kaplanch was thinking the same thing that I was. That was high. However, it's 3-1. We've seen that happen twice tonight already. It happened numerous times last night. 3-1. This is hit on the ground back off of Reeves. It rolls out to second. Rodriguez fields it, throws the first, and he dropped it. But it was on the exchange. So it was just on the trying to grab it out. So it'll be a 1-4-3 ground out. Now they're going to check to see if Reeves is okay. It looked like he went off his calf. He appears to be fine. So a leadoff ground out. That'll bring up Cameron Starr. Reached base on an error in the first inning and then came around to score. 1-for-4 not last night. Good job of Reeves of battling back from 3-0 and getting the out. First pitch breaking ball gets Starr to go after it, and about a three-quarter check swing that he did go around on. It's 0-1. Thatcher, who is 1-for-1 with a run scored, is on deck. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball. Nearly the exact same result as Starr about half-heartedly went around. 0-2. 4-3 our score. The Wolves with the lead. 0-2. Same pitch. He just got a piece. No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2 is called. Strike 3. This time it was a fastball, and that records the second out. Four strikeout for J.J. Reeves here in 2 2/3, and that'll bring up Chase Thatcher, the shortstop. Right-handed batter. Hit a chopper down the third baseline. This is rocketed to short on the ground. Lorenzo DeBrecht's got it. Started a bobble. Now throws to first. It's high. That's going to be an error. Third error of the game. So, the inning will continue. Drew Stover now will step in. He also reached on an error. Two outs. First pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Reeves, who should already be out of this inning, third error in three innings. Not good, as this 0-1 is outside 1-1. A ball and a strike, down low, 2-1. Pitches from J.J. Reeves now, who is probably not going to be able to get much further than the fifth if he's able to shut down the Wolves here in the next couple innings. 2-1. That's a changeup high, 3-1. So DeBrecht, who has his second error of the game, with 13 errors on the season coming into tonight. 3-1, that's in the dirt, ball 4. That'll bring up Reese. Check that. That'll bring up Dylan Mars. First and second, two down, an error and a walk. And Barrick Fasting is going to come out and quickly have a chat with J.J. Reeves. Probably just trying to calm him down here, have him relax. So DeBrecht with the 15 errors, his fielding percentage has just dipped below 90. Still pretty good. So Mars will step in from the right side. He singled the center that brought in the game's first run. Two down. This pitch is popped straight up. That's going to stay in the ballpark. But back and out of play, 0-1. Stays in the stadium, I should say. So no balls and a strike. First and second, two down. 60 pitches for J.J. Reeves. 0-1. This is in the dirt. Evens the count at 1-1. One, one, swung on a miss. 1-2. Mars looking for another knock to bring in more runs. As trying to make the Colt 45s pay for that error and a walk. A ball and two strikes. Reeves throws. This is way high. 2-2. Dobbin in left straight away. Zimmerman in center is shaded to left center. Jackson Murphy in right straight away. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball or changeup is high, and that's 3-2. So now everybody's going to get a head start here. So a base hit to the outfield should certainly score a run. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning. Five strikeouts for J.J. Reeves. He works around the air and a walk. Bottom of the third coming up here from historic Tiger Field. It's 4-3, the Wolves with the early lead.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Lane Pritchard, Mike Ciancio, and Alec Siniceros is going to be the three batters here in the bottom of the third inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, building better communities through philanthropy. Pritchard, in his first at-bat, bunted down the third baseline and reached on that bunt single and stole a bag and came around to score. Pritchard, batting 310, 35 hits, 113 at-bats, 8 home runs, 23 runs driven in. Pritchard from the left side. So now Stover's going to have to play in on the grass. Expecting bunt. First pitch is hit on a line to second. Reyes spears it at second base, and that's the first out. So quick first out for Stant. That'll bring up Mike Ciancio. Ciancio struck out swinging in the first inning. 304. 14 hits, 46 at-bats. One out, nobody on. From the right side, Siniceros, the left-hander, is on deck. First pitch is below the knees, 1-0. Pitch, and that is on the outside corner for a called strike. It looked like the off-speed pitch might have been a changeup. One-on-one, Stant throws. Breaking ball. This is hit well out to left field. That ball is back. Tie ball game. A solo shot for Mike Ciancio, and this game is tied. And that breaks a new record for the Colt 45s for home runs in a season. 4-4. Ciancio hits his third big fly of the year, now has 20 RBIs. And he evens the score, estimated distance 370. Alex Cindiceras now will step up. One for one with a single to center and an RBI. So second home run of the game given up for Stant. From the left side, the first pitch is up high. Check that. It's a called strike. Wow. High zone again being called tonight, similar to last night. At least he's consistent. 0-1. Noah Dobin on deck. 0-1 outside, 1-1. So a couple of hanging pitches that the 45s have turned around. It's a pretty short porch down the left field line, but both of those balls were way out here. The 1-1 is on the inside corner for a called strike, and it's a ball and two strikes. Base is empty, and one out. 1-2 pitch, change up, easily taken outside. This next pitch from Stant will be number 50. 4-4 our score. 4 runs, 3 hits for the Wolves. 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for the Colt 45s. This pitch is wrapped down the right field line. It's fair. Ciancio is going to have extra base, or Cinesteros is going to have extra bases. It's bobbled out and right. Cinesteros is going to hold at second with a double. So a one-out double, and the 45s now have the go-ahead run in scoring position here in the bottom of the third inning. Noah Dobin now will step in.
Noah Dobin.
Dobin grounded out to second in his first at-bat. He's 0-for-1. Cinesteros in scoring position. First pitch is wrapped on the ground. Into right field, the base hit. Cinesteros did not get a good jump. He's going to be held at third. And the sixth hit of the game, excuse me. And the runners are at first and third for one out for Mondo Rodriguez.
Number four, Mondo Rodriguez. Mondo Rodriguez
grounded out to first. He's 0-for-1. Infield's going to shift into a double play depth here. Let's get a ground ball to get out of the inning. One out, two on. First pitch is up high with a breaking ball, 1-0. Very different ways these teams have scored their runs. 45s have 2 home runs in this game. The Wolves have scored a lot of their runs via errors. Runners on the move. Here's the throw down to second. Is going to be wide, and in the second is Dobbins. So that eliminates the double play possibility. And it's second and third, one out, and a grand opportunity for Mondo Rodriguez to give the Colt 45 a lead here in the home half of the third inning. 4-4 our score. Wind blowing out to right center, 2-0. That is right there for a called strike. Rodriguez thought about going after that one and then halted. In the top of the fourth inning for the Sierra Nevada Wolves, it'll be Taylor, Loeb, and then Reyes, the 9-1-2 hitters. Jackson Murphy is on deck, 2-1. That's down low. It slips away from Mars, but he recovers it quickly, 3-1. Be a spot where Rodriguez can try to find a gap somewhere. Just needs a base hit to bring in a couple, though. Dobin, who has good speed at second. 3-1. High ball 4, and that'll load the bases. And that'll bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy with a big spot to give the 45s the lead. Trying to get out of the slump he's been in. with the ninth place hitter Logan Gomes on deck. It's actually not a bad decision there to walk Rodriguez to put the force in the play. The first pitch is swung on a miss, and it's 0-1. Also, a ground ball up the middle could get them out of the inning now. No balls and a strike. 4-4 our score here in the bottom of the third inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Murphy checked with the home plate umpire, Johnny Smith, to see if that would have been called a strike. No balls and two strikes. Stand ahead in the count. This is down low and in the dirt. 1-2. Murphy flew out to shallow left field in his first at-bat, 0-1. Four to four, our score. Bases loaded, one down. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that's a big out for Stant. It is now all he needs is one more out to get out of this jam. Logan Gomes flew out down the left field line in his first at bat. He's also 0-1. He will look to get the Colt 45 the lead with the top of the order coming up next. Stant working from the stretch, still with the bases juiced. First pitch breaking ball over for a called strike, 0-1. He steals a strike with that pitch. Stant is up above 60 pitches now. This 0-1 is hit on the ground towards second. It's going to be a long run. Reyes goes over, and it's going to be in to the outfield. One run's going to score. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time. Everybody advances, and it's 6-4. Still waiting to see if they're going to rule that a hit or an error. It's going to have to be an error, right? They're going to rule it a hit. Wow. It was a slowly hit ground ball past the dive of the first baseman, Starr. Reyes in the outfield tried to go into a slide to make the play. Was going to have to throw to Stant covering. Two runs score on the play. Rodriguez advances to third, and Gomes advances to second. So it's second and third. Two down for Kobe Zimmerman. Logan Gomes with a two-out single that brings in two runs, 6-4. Seventh hit of the game here in just the first three innings against the Sierra Wolves starter. First pitch to Zimmerman is outside. Off-speed pitch, 1-0. Lorenzo Debrecht is on deck. Zimmerman has walked twice in this game, does not have an official at-bat yet. This is below the knees. 2-0. Two out, two on. Three runs home here in the inning. A solo home run and then a two RBI single. 2-0. Popped up. Shallow right field. Reyes goes back into the outfield grass. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. Three runs come across, one of which on a solo home run from Mike Ciancio. Logan Gomes drives in two on an infield single. It's 6-4. The Colt 45s have their first lead of the night as we head to the fourth on KCNR 1460.
First Five Shasta and the Cascade Theater present five free films and a whole lot of fun for kids this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the doors at 2 with completely free admission for everybody, with activities, prizes, free Rita's ice cream, and a kids film at 3 with Coco, Inside Out, The Iron Giant, Babe, and Happy Feet. See them all at the Cascade. That's five films, five Sundays in July. Sponsored by First Five Shasta, Turtle Bay, and JPR.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Some dark clouds have come over the top of us here as we reach to the fourth inning. Doesn't show sign of any rain, but not the friendliest of clouds. As we begin the middle innings, Taylor, the right-hander batter, will begin the fourth. 6-4 our score. 96 degrees still. The first pitch is down low to the right-handed batting Taylor, who struck out in the second inning. He's 0-1. This is fouled off the catcher, Gomes. 1-1. Home plate umpire checks on his catcher. He's okay. A ball and a strike to begin the fourth. This pitch dips below the knees on a fastball, 2-1. Top of the order up next. 2-1, swing and a miss. 2-2. Reeves have already struck out five batters in this game. Looking for more. This next pitch will be number 70. 2-2. This is hit into shallow left field. This is the long run. Dobbin's going to come in. He makes the play and then goes into a dive. A shoestring catch from Noah Dobbin to begin the fourth inning, and there's one out as Austin Loeb will step to the plate. Dobbin had to make that one, that catch, in a full sprint down below his knees, and then went into the dive. Loeb, the right-handed batter, he's walked and struck out. He scored the game's first run as the breaking ball is in the dirt, 1-0. Reeves has probably thrown eight first-pitch breaking balls. Now his third time through the lineup. So you would have to think the Wolves are going to start seeing that and go after that first-pitch breaking ball if it's a strike. This 1-0 is off the inside corner in tight, 2-0. Reyes, who does not have an official at-bat, is on deck. 2-0 right there at the knees for the fastball, 2-1. Two-one pitch outside, and it's 3-1. I'm not sure who the Colt 45s will have coming out of the bullpen in this game. This ball is roped in the left center field. A long run for Zimmerman. Zimmerman looks up. That ball is high off the wall. Off the very top of the wall, it bounces back into play. It scoots all the way over into right center. Around second is Loeb. He's going to head to third, and he's in there with a triple. And I mean inches away from that ball being a home run. It hit the very top corner of the wall and ricocheted out into right center. I don't know if you can do that again if you tried. So a one-out triple for Loeb. And that'll bring up Reyes. That ball is crushed into the gap. One out and one on now. We'll see if the infield, it looks like they're going to stay back. First pitch is up high to the left-handed batter. Again, he's had a sacrifice bunt and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly here. Oh, three plate appearances without an at-bat. Is this 1-0 is a high strike called 1-1. Ball and a strike. This is hit on a line, left field, foul. Now 1-2. Reeves going to look for a strikeout here. All he needs is a ground ball up the middle or a fly ball to medium deep into the outfield to make this a one-run game. Loeb, the runner at third, less than two outs. 1-2. That's wide. 2-2. Two-two pitch. Breaking ball is hit straight down. It's foul. Motherall is on deck. 2-2. Breaking ball. Just like off the plate, maybe, and that's 3-2. Reeves now up above 80 pitches. Just here in the fourth inning. Three, two. Down low, ball four. So first and third, one out. Nobody really hurt there with the walk. As now the double play possibility is intact. Fourth walk of the game for J.J. Reeves. As Brendan Motherall will be the batter. He's grounded out and struck out 0 for 2, left-handed hitter. Infield pitch towards the middle. First pitch is high, 1-0. Gomes tried to frame that one. Those high strikes have been getting called tonight, as well as last night with the same home plate umpire after the switch, Johnny Smith. Throw over to first is way wide as Ciancio has to come off the bag to stop that one. Tying run aboard. 6-4. Runners on the move. This is swung on a miss. Gomes mishandles it. He's going to throw out a second anyway. And he's safe. So, the double play possibility eliminated with the stolen bag. You've seen Gomes do that a couple of times where he loses the handle on it trying to throw down a second. 1-1 on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Strikeout here would be big. 1-2. Reeves now working from the windup. The pitch. Breaking ball is just plopped foul out of play. 1-2. One and two will do it again. This could be the last inning for Reeves. He's getting up there in pitch count. 1-2, this is down low in the dirt. Gomes does a good job of keeping it right at his feet. 2-2. Again, an open bag over at first. I mean, you wouldn't like to walk Motherall, but it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. 2-2, fouled straight back. Seventh pitch of the at-bat is coming up. Still 2-2. He's been on the fastball this at bat. We've yet to see the breaking ball and be close enough to offer at. See what he goes here on 2-2. The pitch. Fastball off the outside part of the plate, and that's a full count. 3-2. That was close. Now this next pitch will be number 90 here in the fourth. 3-2. Popped up foul, back and out of play. Four runs that Reeves has given up. Only one has been earned, three of them unearned. Because of the errors, three errors in the game for the 45s. Three balls, two strikes. Reeves gets the sign. Winds. Throws. 3-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. And Motherall turns around and says something to the home plate umpire. He was not happy. And Johnny Smith is going to toss Brandon Motherall. And Brandon Motherall has just been ejected. Unhappy with the call on 3-2. He kept talking as he walked away. And he has now been tossed out of this game. So Tom Kaplanch now will step in, two outs, second and third. Reeves with a big strikeout. He tries to get out of this jam. First pitch is in the dirt. It's going to skip away from Gomes. Here comes the runner to the home. The throw to the home is not in time. As Reeves was covering, and the wild pitch will bring in a run. It's 6-5. You work so hard, get that strikeout that you needed. So now the third base coach was Mike France. He's the only guy left on the roster. 1-0 is inside, and he might have to replace Smetherall. Or they can just eliminate the designated hitter and put Loeb out and right. 2-0. This is hit into shallow right center field. Back goes Rodriguez. It's going to drop in a base hit. And once again, this game is tied. It's 6-6 here in the fourth inning. Cameron Starr now will step in. Wrote Kaplanch on at first. He's now 2-for-3 with a couple RBIs on the day. Neither one of his hits have been hit all that hard, but in the right spot. So he will take that. Starr is 0-for-2 with a run. Takes the first pitch, called strike. 0-1. Reeves up at 94 pitches now. Two out and one on. 0-1, breaking ball. This is chopped slowly towards third. Sinisteros to his left. He's going to go the short way to second. And that will finally end the inning. Two runs come in for the Wolves. An ejection by Motherall as he is tossed for the rest of the game. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. We're tied at six here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45 Baseball here on KCNR 1460, trying to get the last of these replacements. So, Mike France is going to come in and play shortstop. That's going to move Chase Thatcher to right field after the ejection. And now there's nobody left on the bench for the Sierra Wolves. Renzo DeBrecht will step in. Now the game is back tied at 6-6. He lifts this one into right field. Thatcher in a few steps to his right. He'll make the catch and a first pitch out for Stant. Well, the one out base is Eddie. That'll bring up Mike Ciancio, who homered in his last. Check that. That's going to bring up Lane Pritchard, not Mike Ciancio. Pritchard is 1-for-2 with a run scored. He's also stole a bag. One out base is empty. First pitch to Lane Pritchard is outside, 1-0. Stant winds on the 1-0. This is popped up.
Over a third, Stover will make the catch, two down. So three pitches and two down here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring up Mike Ciascio. Ciascio, the right-handed batter. Ciascio struck out in his homer to left center. 6-6 our score. He tied the game in the third inning. First pitch. This ball's hit high and pretty deep down the left field line. Kaplansch going over. He will come in now and make the catch in left field, and that will end the inning of four pitch, bottom of the fourth inning. Wow, we'll head to the fifth. We're tied at sixth here on KCNR 1460.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palestino. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Chase Thatcher steps in. He is ahead in the count 2-0. Thatcher's 1-for-2 with a run scored. He singled to third. Takes 2-0 high. Check swing. He did not go. 3-0. He also reached on an error in the third. 3-0 is a high strike, 3-1. Yeah, you can't expect ball four anymore because how many times has that been a high strike and it's called? Half the runner's halfway down. First baseline, it's happened a couple times tonight. 3-1 is swung on a miss. 3-2 now is also swung on a miss. Strike three, good way to begin the fifth inning. Reeves is now above 100 pitches as it's Eric Carlson getting ready down in the bullpen. That's the sixth strikeout for Reeves. Through Stover now, with one out, the bases empty, will step into the box. Reached on an error and is walked. Pitches inside, 1-0. My program here says he has two RBIs, but you don't get credit for RBIs on an error. 1-0. This is fouled back off the screen, 1-1. One out, nobody on. One pitch is way high. It goes to the backstop past the glove of Gomes. 2-1. Popped the foul back and out of play. 2-2. Off the inside corner. That'll run things full. 3-2.
3-2 is high, ball four. Fifth walk of the game for Reeves. Second time Stover has reached on a walk. That'll bring up Mars. Infield will shift the double play depth. First pitch is chopped on the ground, a short double play ball. DeBrecht is going to mishandle it as he tried to go to second with it and then threw to first. It's in time. Richard out in center, typically non-DeBrecht. So it will be a ground out. Should have been a double play ball. However, DeBrecht's kind of a little out of character tonight at shortstop. He bobbled that one trying to flip it to second. Did have a lot of spin on it, however. A lot of top spin. First pitch is fouled back off the screen. 0-1. Two out, a runner on second. Tying, or the go-ahead run is at second. This pitch is slashed foul. First baseline, and that is a broken bat. Got him up on the handle as he will get a new piece of lumber. Taylor's 0 for 2 tonight. He's flew out and struck out. Stover the runner at second. 0-2. Fouled off the screen as he chased after the fastball up in the zone. Reeves up above 110 pitches. Now Lane Pritchard is also getting ready down in the bullpen. Top of the order is on deck. 0-2. Breaking ball. This is hit slowly back to the mound. Charging is Reeves. He's got it with the bare hand. The throw to first. In time. And that will end the inning. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. We're tied at sixth here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Alex and Seras leads off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We're tied at six here at the moment. And Seras is 2 for 2 with a double and a single. With an RBI and a run scored, steps in from the left side against Stant. It is now solely Lane Pritchard throwing down in the pen. So it looks like he will come out in the sixth. First pitch is a called strike. 0-1, 70 pitches now for Stant as Reeves finishes his outing over 110 pitches. 0-1, swung on a miss as it was in the dirt. It might have been foul tipped. 0-2. And that is just high. Change up, 1-2. He's left that change up a couple times tonight. And a couple of times it's been roped over the wall. Breaking ball. Off the plate away. 2-2. Breaking ball. That's called strike three. Goes down looking for the first out here in the fifth. That'll bring up Noah Dobbin. Dobbin's 1-for-2. He's ground out the second, singled to right. Has a stolen base as well. He'll step in from the left side. Homered a night ago. Mondo Rodriguez is on deck. Infield bat. The shortstop, France, playing nearly straight up the middle. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Wind now blowing from left to right field here. Be out a little bit. 1-0 is down low. 2-0. So Dobbin in the driver's seat here on this at-bat. I might see him take a big cut here. 45s are a team that has homered a lot of times this year. 2-0 as he does take a cut and fouls it back. It was up in the zone. Went after it. 2-1. It is pretty shocking to see where France, the shortstop, is playing. I mean, he's playing way up the middle. 2-1. Popped up, foul back, and had to play again. Went up with the fastball, and he chased after it once again. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. As Stanton now will step off the back. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. 2-2 is this pitch as high as he lays off here. His next pitch would be number 80. Three and two. Hit foul down the third base line out of play. 3-2. This is popped up. This looks like it's going to be in play. It's straight up. Mars over. He will not make the plays. I believe it hit off the net before he was able to do anything. The next pitch will be the eighth of the at-bat. As the bat boy races out to give the umpire some more baseballs. Base is empty. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. A game that has had a delay in the first inning because of the home plate umpire with some heat exhaustion or heat stroke or something of that nature. We switched umpires. 3-2. This is hit in fair territory. Shallow left field. Kaplanch coming in. It's going to be France going out to make the catch for the second out. And then just it's been a long game. Other than that, so we're already up over 2 hours game time here. We're still in the fifth inning with a 30-minute delay in the first, in the bottom of the first inning. Mondo Rodriguez steps in with the bases empty, two down, 0-for-1 with a walk. First pitch is up way high. Easy take, 1-0. Jackson Murphy is on deck. 1-0, and that's a good changeup over for a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. 6-6, our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 45s with a 10-game winning streak coming into tonight, looking to extend it and get the sweep. The 1-1 is swung on a miss as he swung over the top of that one as it was down low. A ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. That's high, ball two. Rodriguez chokes up about 2 inches up his bat here. Two-two. This is popped straight up. And I think this is going to get out of play. Check that. That one, I think, again, ricocheted off the net. And Mars is at a tough time with the net tonight. So we'll do it again on 2-2. Mondo with a somewhat of a second life. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two again. Breaking ball. He just got a piece. Did he go around? I don't know if it was caught directly in the air from Mars. It did bounce, so that was what the home plate umpire was trying to clarify. So it is a foul ball because it bounced. Even though Mars picks it cleanly, it is not a foul tip into the glove. It has to stay in the air. 2-2. This is hit high. Shallow left field. Stover going out in foul territory. He will make the catch as he came back into fair territory. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the sixth. We're tied at six here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Here in the sixth inning, Connor Sutton with you as we welcome you back to Historic Tiger Field. New pitcher is Lane Pritchard. Pritchard was the designated hitter. Now he will be hitting for himself, obviously. But what this does is it kind of eliminates the opportunity for the Colt 45s to throw a pitcher only. So the first pitch is a called strike to Loeb, 0-1. Because that pitcher will have to hit for himself. 0-1 is swung on a miss. Pritchard coming out of the bullpen throwing hard. That one was foul tipped into the catcher's glove. 0-2. We'll give you numbers for Pritchard. He's in his third outing. Four innings pitch. Has not given up a run. He's got two strikeouts and a save. This 0-2 is up high. 1-2. So, for instance, if a guy who typically does not bat for himself, 1-2, is swung on a miss, strike three. So Pritchard comes out of the bullpen and has a strikeout to begin the sixth, unless he goes the rest of this game, which is very possible, but it is 9-9. I don't believe in this league you can re-enter the DH and have 10 guys. Reyes, one out as he takes outside, 1-0. Reyes is does not have an official at-bat thus far, but has his fourth plate appearance. 1-0. This is hit on a line down the left field line. Dobbin going over. It's not going to get there as it rolls all the way to the wall. Around first and heading into second is Reyes, and that's a one-out double. And now the go-ahead run is in scoring position with an out here in the top of the sixth inning. Hit that one the other way. Stayed with it on the outside corner. And that'll bring in Mike France for his first at-bat. Chase Thatcher is warming up in the bullpen for the Sierra Wolves, who is in right field. First pitch off speed, hit on the ground to short. Charging is DeBrecht, and he missed it. It goes into left field. That's going to be an error. Cindy Saris came over to his left. And DeBrecht misses it, and that is his third error of the game. So a night to forget on the base pass, or excuse me, on the defensive side for Lorenzo DeBrecht. So now it's first and third and one out for Tom Kaplanch, who is 2-for-3 with a couple RBIs. Infield double play depth. DeBrecht has not had an easy go of it in the field. And three errors in a ball that probably should have been a double play that was only just one out. First pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Fourth error of the game overall for the 45s. Most of the year, 0-1. Infield double play depth. Go ahead, run 90 feet away as this 0-1 is fouled off the catcher, 0-2. Cameron Starr is on deck. No, 0-2, sidearm. This was popped into shallow right field. Murphy coming in. He's not going to get there. The run is going to score, and now it goes by Murphy in right. Around second, heading for third is Reyes. He's in there with a slide. The throw into second is not in time. So another hit and another error. It's the fifth error of the game. And the Wolves now lead it 7-6. Just a backspin ball that landed in right, and Murphy just flat missed it on the hop. So second and third, one out for Cameron Starr. Breaking ball is, or check that, it's a changeup inside, 1-0. France at third, Kaplanch at second. 1-0. This is slapped foul right near the on-deck circle as Thatcher, who was warming up early in their inning, had to duck out of the way. Had to probably rethinking about standing there. Pritchard is throwing pretty hard. He's working from the windup now. Two errors in the inning, 1-1. Down low, 2-1. Breaking ball, hit on the ground slowly to short. DeBrecht does got it. He throws to first. It is in time. The run does score. And it's 8-6. Kaplanch advances to third, and that will bring up the right fielder, Chase Thatcher. Thatcher began the night at shortstop, has moved out into right, and now we'll imagine will come into pitch here in this next inning, maybe for Stant. Two runs already home. Thatcher swings and misses. The fastball blown by him. It's 0-1. 8-6 our score. The winning streak in jeopardy tonight. This will be the final game of the homestand. No, five straight. 0-1 is a called strike, 0-2. 45s will have their only road trip coming up next week on the road against the Humboldt Crabs and the B-52s. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. Two runs come in. A couple more errors. Five errors in the game for the Colt 45s. Yikes. So one earned run. Lane Pritchard done in the sixth. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 8-6 our score on KCNR 1460.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoette.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The new pitcher is Mike France, who was just the shortstop. He came in for Brandon Motherall, who was ejected. This ball is ripped into the gap by Jackson Murphy, and it's going to one-hop the wall. Murphy around first, heading in the second. The throw in the second is not in time, and a leadoff double for Jackson Murphy. Well done there. On the first pitch, ripped into the gap. And now this first pitch is popped up right at the shortstop. Thatcher will make the catch. And there's one out. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. So Cameron Starr, who was at first base, goes out to right. Austin Loeb, who was the DH, goes to first. Thatcher comes in back in from right to play short. And France is the pitcher. Kobe Zimmerman has walked twice and popped out the second. He's 0-1 with a run scored. He steps in, representing the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch is a low strike, but it's called 0-1. O-1 is hit on the ground, back to the mound. Speared by France. Now they got Murphy in a pickle. He's going to throw to the shortstop, Thatcher. Now chases down, throw to the third baseman, Stover. Stover back to second, fakes the throw and tags him out. So it will be a fielder's choice. It'll be a 1-6-5 tag out on the pickle. Zimmerman is on it first. Lorenzo Dobrech steps in. He's already homered once in this game, representing the tying run again here in the bottom of the sixth. 8-6 our score. First pitch is a ball to the right-handed batter. Two out, one on. Dobrech hits this one into shallow center. Slipping is Taylor. Now he's racing in. He is under it and will make the catch. And that will end the inning. One left on for the Colt 45s. They trail by two as we head to the seventh inning here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, This is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Drew Stover leads off here in the seventh against Lane Pritchard. We welcome you back to Tiger Field. First pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1. Pritchard gave up one earned run and an unearned run in the sixth. 8-6 our score. Connor Sutton here with you for the finale of this five-game series. 0-1 is swung on and missed, 0-2 as it was in the dirt. Pritchard has come in throwing a lot of strikes, four balls in the first 19 pitches. 0-2, called, strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And that's the first out here in the seventh. That'll bring up Dylan Martz. Martz, a right-handed batter. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI. Takes a called strike on the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Taylor, the center fielder, is on deck. 0-1, fouled back. That might get a car. It does not, and it's 0-2. and 10 are the Colt 45s. They were 11-10. This is just got a piece on an 0-2 as he was way out in front of the breaking ball. We'll do it again. 0-2. 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 7 runners left on base for the Sierra Wolves. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball had him out in front and a pair of strikeouts to begin the seventh. As that'll bring up Josiah Taylor. For the Colt 45s, 6 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors. 5 runners left on base. Sloppy defensive night. And they can point to that as the reason that they are currently behind. And hopefully their bats can get them back into this game, or at least tie the game. First pitch right there for a strike. They look to try to keep this winning streak alive. 25 pitches for Pritchard. He's still just throwing the 4 balls. 0-1. That one is outside. 1-1 with a good fastball. Pritchard threw. This pitch is swung on a miss in the dirt, 1-2. Back on July 8th, a week ago today, against the Northwest Stars. 1-2. This is hit on the line, fouled on the first base line. He was late, 1-2. Threw 2 innings pitch, gave up an unearned run. One, two. Down low and away. Taylor is choked up a little bit on that bat. Pritchard throwing with some good velocity here out of the bullpen. Base is empty, 2 down. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Pritchard strikes out the side in order. It's seventh inning stretch time here at historic Tiger Field. 8-6 our score. The Wolves with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Evidently no God Bless America tonight. Lane Pritchard steps to the plate on a 1-2 pitch, hits a ground ball into the hole between short and third to lead off the inning on a single. So that'll bring up Mike Ciancio. Ciancio is homeward in this game. He's also flown out and struck out, 1-for-3. A solo home run that tied the game in the third. This first pitch is popped up. This is going to be a tough play. Back goes Loeb. Coming in is Starr. He will not make the play in foul territory. That was a long, long run. 0-1. A ball and one strike. Infield double play depth. Owen 1, runners on the move. This is down low. The throw to second is going to be not in time. It's going to get into center. Pritchard's around second. He's going to head to third. He'll be in there without a throw. And that's a stolen base. So now runner on third. Nobody out. And Ciancio takes down low. It's 2-1. 8-6 our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1 pitch. This is popped up. Shallow right center field. This is going to be a long run. Reyes backpedaling, still backpedaling. He's not going to get it as he went to a full-on dive. Going backwards. That's why you're taught never to backpedal. That's an error. And the run will score. That ball carried on him, and now that's going to bring in a run. So now, Ciancio is aboard, and the tying run is aboard. Sinisteros steps in, 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and a strikeout. France throws. This is wide to Sinisteros, who is looking to at least move Ciancio over to tie the game. 8-7 our score. France steps out. I don't think Ciancio is going to go anywhere here. Sinisteros takes down low. It's going to go by to the backstop, and that's going to be a wild pitch. So now the tying run is in scoring position with nobody out here in the home half of the seventh. Yeah, Siansa didn't even have a stolen base attempt coming into this being on base. This one rolls away from the catcher again. Siansa will hold it second. It's three balls, no strikes. Noah Dobbin is on deck. Brio. Inside ball four. So now it's first and second. Nobody out. And the go-ahead run is aboard in the seventh. That'll bring up Noah Dobbin, who's one for three. He's grounded out, popped out, and singled with a run scored. 8-7. I would not be surprised if we saw a sacrifice bunt here. And he's getting a sign from Sabisma, who doesn't often give signs. So I'd have to imagine he's going to be bunting here. Makes a whole lot of sense to me. You move the tying run 90 feet away with one out. He's not bunting. It's called a strike. 0-1. Again, a sign, I think. He definitely wanted Dobbin to bunt here. I mean, there's no negative side to it. This time he does square around and missed it. 0-2, throw back to second. Ciancio's back in time. So 0-2. Now Dobbin, I think, is going to have to swing away here. O-2 is popped up, foul out of play. France reached back for that one. O-2. Popped up. Foul territory. Over goes Stover. Makes the catch just outside of the Colt 45 dugout. And that's an out. And the runners are holding, so that sacrifice bunt in unsuccessful, and then a pop-out. And I bring up Mondo Rodriguez.
Number four, Mondo Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, right-handed batter. He's 0-2 tonight. He's due. A base hit here could tie the game. First pitch is lined on the left field line. Foul. That was hit sharply. 0-1. It's nice to have a close game. We've had a bunch of blowouts recently, and so far this game has been tight throughout this one. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch as he tried to keep his hands back but couldn't. And it's 0-2. Jackson Murphy is on deck, who doubled in his last at-bat. Ciancio at second. Sinceros at first. Not either one. A very fast runner. 0-2 is high. It's a hard fastball. 1-2. Down low and away. Evens the count at 2-2. Big at-bat here. Ground ball could get out of the inning. This is hit on a line into right field. Starr going back a few steps, still going back. He makes the catch. Tagging it from second is Ciancio. He'll advance to third. And now it's first and third, two down for Jackson and Murphy. The tying run 90 feet away here in the bottom of the seventh.
Number 19, Jackson Murphy.
Murphy hit a rocket off the wall in left center in the sixth. He's also flown out and struck out. Righty on righty. This pitch is hit straight down, foul, 0-1. Logan Gomes is on deck. 8-7, our score. Both bullpens empty here in the seventh. 8 runs, 7 hits, an error, 7 left on for the Sierra Nevada Wolves. For the Colt 45, 7 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors, 5 left on. 0-1. Off the outside part of the plate, a good eye for Murphy, who watch that one all the way in. A ball and a strike. I doubt we'll see Sinceros head on the move here. This is down low, 2-1. Not a fast runner. Does have 3 stolen bags on the year, but Don't want to risk it here. 2-1. Murphy fouls this one in between his legs. 2-2 as he was out in front of that pitch. 2-2. France up above 30 pitches here out of the pen. Big pitch coming up. One run game. It's 8-7. Ciancio the tying run 90 feet away at third. Two down. France shakes off. Now is ready. 2-2. At tie ball three. So the runner at first, Siniceros, will get a head start. Logan Gomes is on deck. 3-2. Swing and a miss. And that will end the inning. One run comes to the plate. We'll head to the eighth here on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Austin Loeb, the first baseman, will lead off here in the eighth inning against Lane Pritchard. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Top of the order, Loeb, Reyes, and France. Left-handed pitcher takes a high called strike, 0-1. Loeb's 1-for-3, tripled to left on a ball that hit the very corner of the top of the wall and ricocheted into right center. 0-1, swing and a miss. He blew it by him. 0-2. In the bottom of the eighth, it'll be 9-1-2 for the Colt 45s. 0-2 pitch. This is in the dirt. It scoots by Gomes, excuse me. 1-2. 8-7, our score. 1-2 pitch. Hit foul. He was late on a line. It's still 1-2. Wolves scored four times in the first inning, and 45s countered with three times in the bottom of the third. Remember, we had the umpire change that had a 30-minute or so delay. 1-2, checked his swing, and it's down low for a ball. He did not go around. 2-2. Then, in the bottom of the third inning, the Colt 45s took the lead, 6-4. Then the Wolves countered in the fourth, tying the game at 6, and then broke the tie with a two-run sixth inning. 2-2 is down low and away. 3-2. And then the 45s cut the lead in half to make it 8-7. That's where we stand here in the top of the eighth inning. 3-2 pitch. Hit on the ground at first. Ciancio to his right. He's got it. Throws over to Pritchard first. Very nicely done. Ciancio raced over into the hole to make that backhanded stop. I'm shocked he didn't have to go into a dive. But a very nice play for Mike Ciancio to record a big first out here in the top of the eighth inning. That'll bring up Reyes. Reyes has been on base in all of his first four plate appearances. He's had a sacrifice bunt. So 3-of-4. So he takes up high for a ball. He had a sack bunt. He's walked twice, and he's doubled down the left field line. Two runs scored in the stolen base. 1-0. Changeup. Outside corner. Called a strike. 1-1. Gomes, Zimmerman, and then DeBrecht in the home of the eighth. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blew up by him. The story of this game has been the five errors for the 45s is one of the reasons they're trailing in this game. A ball and two strikes. And swung on a miss. Strike three. Two down. That'll bring up Mike France. Reached on an error and scored a run in the sixth. First pitch is a breaking ball that dips below the knees. 1-0. Two outs, nobody on. Key for Pritchard to keep the momentum a little bit in the Colt 45's favor. 1-0. Chop back to the mound. Pritchard takes his time. He'll throw to first. And a 1-2-3 inning once again for Lane Pritchard. And that'll get the 45s right back into the dugout where they can try to tie this game here in the bottom of the eighth. 8-7 our score here on KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher is Austin Loeb. A couple defensive changes around him as he was at first base last inning. Cameron Starr came out from right field to play first. France, who was the pitcher, now moves to short. And the shortstop, Chase Thatcher, moves out to right. Logan Gomes will be the batter here to begin the eighth inning. The ninth batter in the lineup and then the top of the order coming up. In a one-run game, 8-7. 1-for-3 is Gomes so far with a couple of RBIs. And I think you can hear in my voice the excitement because of the fact that we have a close game. It's been a long while since we've had a game this close late in the ball game. Pinch hitter, though, for Gomes. It's going to be Mickey Meinhofer. So Meinhofer will pinch hit in the nine hole. Meinhofer's been red hot of late. He's a five-game hitting streak as he's late on the fastballs. He fouled it into the screen. 0-1. Last time we had a one-run game this late, it was June 17th. A little less than a month ago. 0-1 to Meinhofer, who has seen his batting average jump here in the last 2 weeks. 0-1 is a breaking ball left up high. 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. 1-1. Swing and a miss. He was late again on the fastball. 1-2. Meinhofer, 279 average. It was under 200 not that long ago, and he is quickly got that average up. Wants to reach any way he can. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. That's down low and away from Austin Loeb. Evens the count at 2-2. We've seen four straight fastballs from Austin Loeb against Meinhofer. as he winds and throws again. This is a breaking ball called strike three. It's that high strike that's been getting called all evening, and that is the first out here in the eighth. That'll bring up the top of the order and Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman, 0 for 2 with a couple of walks, a run and a stolen base. Zimmerman batting from the right side. Looking to reach any way he can. First pitch is hit chopped on the ground to second. Reyes to his left. He goes down to a knee to get it. Throw to first is in time. Two down. And that'll bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht, probably a guy that you wouldn't mind having up in this situation, as he will probably try to yank. Already homered in this game. He has 10 on the year. 1 for 4. He's flown out and popped out. Austin Lowe winds and throws. First pitch breaking ball is up high, 1-0. 8-7 our score here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bullpen is empty, so Lane Pritchard will be pitching to begin the ninth. This is hit off his fist towards short. Charging is France. He's got it on the roll. Throws off his feet. Is in time. It's off the tip of the glove of Starr over the right field. In the second now is Lorenzo DeBrecht. And that's going to be a hit and an error, I believe. It has to be. France, who threw well, it was just went off the top of the glove of Starr, who was outreached. But to me, that's got to, it'll be an error on the first baseman as well. So, now the tying run is in scoring position here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-7, our score. Pritchard's 2 for 4 tonight, a couple of runs with 3 stolen bags. Steps in from the left side, trying to help his own cause. First pitch is up high. It's going to get by the catcher, Mars. And now DeBrecht is going to advance to third, and now he's 90 feet away. Wrecked at third, 1-0, after the high fastball. We've seen 7 combined errors in this game. 1-0. This is hit well into left center field. Back goes Caplan, still going back. He will make the catch just shy of the track. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the ninth. Still a 1-1 game. 8-7 our score here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week, included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth inning as we welcome you back to the historic Tiger Field here in downtown Reading. Connor Sutton with you throughout this one. 8-7 our score. Lane Pritchard back out in the top of the ninth. He will face the 4-5-6 hitters, beginning with Tommy Kaplanch, who is 3 for 4 tonight with 3 RBIs. He's singled 3 times. also has one of the better last names we've had this year. First pitch is chopped on the ground foul, first base side, 0-1. Pritchard up above 40 pitches here in his outing. Cameron Starr on deck, and then Chase Thatcher. Oh and one. Blanche batting from the right side. Has only hit one of those singles particularly hard. 0-1 is way outside. 1-1 easy take. Mondo Rodriguez is going to catch after Logan Gomes was pinch hit for in the bottom of the eighth. So Rodriguez moves from second to behind the plate. Meinhofer stays in and plays second. 1-1 pitch. This is hit out into right, down the line. Murphy going over. He will go into foul territory as he makes the catch. And that's the first out. That'll bring up Cameron Starr. And that ball that Lane Pritchard hit to end the eighth inning off the crack of the bat, I thought it was going to get into the gap, and I think most of the people here at the yard thought it was too. But a very nice play from Kaplanch to move over and make the catch to end the inning, and a big sigh came over the fans here tonight. Starr stepping in, base is empty, one out, righty on righty. The first pitch is chopped, slowly foul. It kind of stayed fair and then scooted into foul territory, 0-1. Starr is 0-for-4 tonight. He's reached on an error, struck out looking, reached on a fielder's choice, and grounded out. He's scored a run, also has an RBI. No balls and a strike. Pritchard from the windup. This is hit foul back out of play. Look out, that's towards a car. 0-2. In the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be Ciancio, Siniceros, and Dobbin. And I imagine 0-2 pitch, breaking ball is hit on the ground to second. Charging his Meinhofer, gobbles it up, throws over in time for the second out. I would imagine the 45s are going to use some pinch runners if they get either Ciancio or Siniceros aboard in the ninth to get some better speed on the base paths. Chase Thatcher steps in. He struck out twice, and he singled. First pitch is down low, 1-0. 45's trying to, as this pitch is up and in, continue. A 10-game winning streak, their last loss coming back on June 22nd. 2-0 is a high strike, 2-1. And that's also the last time we've played the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-1, breaking balls. Slap foul back out of play. 2-2. Two outs, nobody on. 8-7, our score. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for Pritchard. He now sets down 10 consecutive batters in his outing. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth. The 45s are going to need a run or two to win it here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Both managers, Barrett Fasching and Mike France, talking about something here. I don't know what it is. As it looks like things are going to change again, and we're going to have another new pitcher. So Chase Thatcher is going to pitch. So Loeb, who threw the eighth inning and threw pretty well, we'll move back to first. This is all happening right in front of me here. Is there a surprise he didn't finish the ninth? So France will be at short. Thatcher will come in to pitch against Mike Ciancio, Alex Sinisteros, and Noah Dobbin. If we don't see any pinch hitters, Cameron Starr moves from first back out to right. So we've had a bunch of switches coming between a couple of players here in the last three or four innings. 45s are going to need a run to extend this game, two to win it. Trying to extend a 10-game winning streak. They're 21-10 at the moment before they go out on a five-game road trip. This is the finale of this three-game series. Trying to go for the sweep. Ciancio will lead off, and then Sinisteros. It'll be Chase Thatcher, the new pitcher, as he has to warm up now. As I think that Thatcher, hard throwing right-hander, as Colt 45s, again, will be on the road following this game for five straight. They'll start on Tuesday against the Humboldt Crabs for a two-game series, and then and we'll have a day off in between. Then we'll play the B-52s. And then we won't be back in action here until July 27th for a two-game series and then a three-game series, and that's it. So only five home games left following tonight's game, 10 total following tonight's game. Ciancio will step in here representing the tying run. He's already homered in this game. First pitch is right there, a hard-throwing right-hander. Chase Thatcher gets the first pitch over for a strike, and it's 0-1. 45 is going to have to be ready for the slow stuff. 0-1, breaking ball, checked his swing. He did go around, and now the Colt 45 dugout was not happy. And I think they have a case to disagree there because the home plate umpire decided not to appeal. Now, he might have decided not to appeal because James Humphrey is down at first. One of the Colt 45's pitchers filling in for the injured umpire earlier. 0-2, swung on a miss. Strikeout to begin the ninth inning. And that'll bring up Alec Sinisteros. Sinisteros has home run power. He's got three home runs on the year. First pitch, breaking ball. That's over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Wolves trying to take game three of this series. Thatcher two outs away. 0-1. Swing and a miss. He checked his swing, but he did, in fact, go around. It's 0-2. Thatcher popping the mitt here as he's fooling the Colt 45s. 0-2 breaking ball. That's up high. 1-2. Sinisteros tonight is 2-for-3 with a double. A single, and he's also walked. Has an RBI and a run scored. A ball and two strikes on the delivery. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that's two down now here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Noah Dobbin represents the Colt 45's last chance. Thatcher, who has struck out the first two batters, looking to end this game here with Dobbin at the plate. Dobbin's 1-for-4. Popped out twice and singled to right First pitch is a changeup down low. 1-0. Mondo Rodriguez is on deck if Dobbin can reach. 1-0. That's right there at the knees. Evens the count at 1-1. 8-7 our score. The tying run at the plate. 1-1. Changeup. Hit on the ground to first. To his right now is Loeb. He's got it. He'll underhand to Thatcher. And that will end the ball game. The final score, 8-7. The Wolves snap a 10-game winning streak for the Colt 45s and avoid being swept, pulling off a nice comeback victory. We'll take a break. We'll talk about this one on the post-game wrap here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Final score here tonight, 8-7. The Sierra Nevada Wolves avoid being swept and snap a 10-game winning streak for the Colt 45s, who dropped to 21-11. The story of the game tonight were the errors. Five errors for the Colt 45s, and it resulted in four unearned runs. And that was the main difference. The losing pitcher tonight is Lane Pritchard. Reese Stant picks up the win. Time of game, 3 hours and 2 minutes after the strange delay in the first inning. 45's got big swings of the bats from Lorenzo Debrecht with a two-run home run. Lane Pritchard was 2-for-5 with a couple runs scored. Alex Siniceros was 2-for-4 with an RBI. And Logan Gomes was 1-for-3 with a couple of RBIs as well. Tommy Kaplanch was 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Drew Stover, who was 0-for-2 with a couple RBIs. And those are the main reasons why the Sierra Wolves were able to pull off the win. They also shut down the 45s in the 7th, 8th, and the 9th innings as the velocity out of the bullpen for the Wolves caused problems for the 45s as they were late on a number of fastballs. So that'll do it for this homestand. The 45s will now be on the road. They'll take on the Humboldt Crabs a day or 2 days from now on July 17th for a two-game series, then a day off, then back in Humboldt again to take the B-52s on for a three-game series. We won't be back here on the radio until July 27th here at Tiger Field against the Ringtails. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor, saying so long from historic Tiger Field. Our final score, the Colt 45s drop game three of this series to the Sierra Wolves 8-7 here on KCNR 1460.
feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to deal with what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio conversation on the radio that's serious. Some people call it political talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio. There are lots of different kinds of conversation, but the work that Talkers does every week is aimed at taking the sort of serious issues from the serious talk radio programs and hosts and putting it all together. And what do we have, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo? We have this list, the top 10 stories and people that you can find in print, impacted at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So it's all there for you to peruse. Rich McFadden joins me along with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the, next couple of items here. I'm going to string the people and the story list together. the trade war, not only with China, although that's the one that seems to be getting the most attention, but there are things. When the president was this week in Europe with the NATO, that was one of the things they were talking about, along with many other things. The what do we do with all the funding that goes in Germany to help stabilize them, and they're spending money with the Russians, yada, yada, yada. So this trade war, which, when you get right down to it, is our fault. We created China. We've created industry in China. We've created money, gobs of it, by buying the crap and junk and garbage that they make there because it's cheaper. We have this thing in America. So, you know, all these people want to make China out to be the bad guy. If we hadn't been stupid enough to fund their businesses and buy cheap crap, then they wouldn't have all of our money to loan back to us or to take advantage of us or to rub our noses in. So this is something I don't believe. You know, the Chinese are not the greatest empire in the world. They're a pain in the neck as far as I'm concerned. And that's not fair to say about the people, but the government is. And then we tend to lump in. You know, we tend to be wherever we are. We take America, if you want. We tend to be looked upon when people like this. The problem this week in London, that big balloon of Trump and the protests and stuff. So I remember when I was in England last year, somebody said to me, "Did you vote for Trump?" Like out of the blue. And I said, "No, but why do you ask?" "Well, because he's..." And they go on off and do all of this stuff. It amazes me how the average person sort of doesn't get it. They either pay attention to the wrong stuff or they don't pay attention at all. And in terms of China, we're not paying attention at all. We have very little in terms of... You look at yourself in the mirror. If you're worried about China and its impact on the world, it's because you bought their crap. All right? That's it from my perspective.
And just this week, a Chinese national was arrested while boarding an airplane with a USB stick in his pocket with Apple's self-driving car secrets in his pocket, flying back to China to give it to an upstart Chinese tech company.
So how'd he get it?
He worked at Apple for 3 years.
Yeah, Doug, we talked about the story.
Oh, we did.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, I remember.
The guy was really stupid. He was on paternity leave and then went back into the lab and was caught on camera walking out with a keyboard and all kinds of files. And then he quit it. And then right after paternity leave, he said he quit his job and he was moving back to China. It was so obvious to Apple what was going on. So he was arrested at the, I think, San Jose airport.
All right. Well, so that's the typical. Or is it? One wonders if that's typical. Do you not trust the Chinese? You have Chinese friends. Are they to be trusted? Are they spying on you? The news media gives
us
all kinds of...
Well, the smart TVs are spying on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those TVs, they're definitely spying on us.
So, I mean, part of the question here is...
So let's ban the Chinese from coming into our country. No more Chinese immigrants. At the border, big sign.
Well,
if you're Chinese, you're not welcome.
But definitely don't let them work in the higher levels of, if they are not
But they're
American
the ones
citizens,
who have all the knowledge.
In the higher levels of your biggest tech companies.
Yeah. A lot of Chinese are good at that, right?
If dude's sporting a Chinese passport saying, "I want to work in the highest levels of the Apple or Microsoft," probably say no, or General
you
Motors.
You racist.
Or,
yeah,
you're
that's
profiling, really.
That's insane profiling.
That's me.
Oh,
I know you're
God.
Sort of kidding, but like...
Well, no. Listen, if they're a citizen, okay, cool, no problem. But if they don't have a citizenship, they will
citizenship.
In China.
Whatever. Citizens do... Look at Edward Snowden. He was an American citizen. You can't predict that just based on citizenship.
Right, but I know in this specific example, we're looking at Chinese nationals stealing secrets, and it happens all the time. It's not like it's a one-off.
I think Snowden is a hero, and he should be treated as such.
You are.
Did us
communist.
A lot of favors. What? Say that again. I
said you're a communist. What are you going to do about it?
Of course I am, yes.
You going to come down here and attack me or something?
That's right. I'm a socialist and a communist, Rich.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
you're very busy.
Yeah. Yes, I am very busy. All right, speaking of busy.
Did you see the Piers, what's his name?
Brosnan?
Piers Morgan?
Morgan, yeah.
He was interviewing somebody on the British morning show this week, he was defending Trump because the woman was attacking Trump. And Piers Morgan just kept saying, well, how come you didn't say the same thing for Obama? And she just looks at, this is classic, she looks at Piers Morgan, she goes, I'm a communist, you idiot.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I did see that. He's such a flat-headed.
I can't stand that guy.
My God.
No, but it was good television.
Yeah, right. He would be out, he'd be running a garbage truck if it weren't for his pal. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, or back in North Korea, there's a song there someplace. Mike Pompeo went to North Korea to see everybody's buddy Kim Jong-un and to try to figure out where the nuclear.
No, don't even say it wrong, because an entire generation of people say it wrong.
I don't even know how to do it. I don't know.
Nuclear.
Good.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, what's the outcome here? It didn't seem to me like he brought back a bag of tricks, so are we being
tricked?
He
didn't meet with Kim Jong-un, though, right? He met with other officials.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought he did meet with Kim Jong-un.
No.
Huh. So, was it a waste of time? What are we doing?
No, I mean, now we got to go through the long, boring process of, you know, actually negotiating what is going to happen and then how it's going to happen. So it's not like it will take 1 week's worth of meetings. It'll probably take several months.
Do we trust him?
Or maybe
more. About people we trust.
You don't trust anybody.
No.
I've never trusted Kim Jong-un. I would never. I wouldn't. He's
What is Reagan's famous trust yet verify?
Trust and verify.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. All right. So how does that fit in with Sacha Baron Cohen, who seems to have come back out of the dead pile
of ashes?
Somebody
forgot to trust yet verify.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
How many people have been had by this guy? For those of you who don't know.
How many assistants have been fired because of this? Because they booked the people they work for on this show.
Who did he interview again? I forgot who it was.
Oh, everybody. He burned Bernie Sanders. He got Sarah Palin, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, this week. Was
Roy Moore. Yeah, Roy Moore is the newest one. He wants to sue him if they use his footage on Showtime. So it's... I just can't wait to see what he actually did. The show doesn't debut, I think, until the end of July. So until then, we don't really know what he was up to.
He's a nitwit and has no... We should ban him from American television. Let him go back to where he came from. Where did he come from, by the way?
He's British.
He's British.
Yeah, send him back, those damn Brits. Get rid of him. God. All right,
Archie Bunker Radio here.
Wait a minute. What happened to Captain Curmudgeon? I like that one.
You've gone on to another level. The next level up is Archie Bunker Radio.
All right, let's get a moment for your sleep patterns and how well you're getting a restful night's sleep. Are you or aren't you? If you are not getting solid sleep, then the foundation for your good mental health, physical well-being, maybe that's your problem, Rich. That is your problem. You're not getting enough sleep, so your mental stability is questionable, and your physical well-being is also in question.
Thank you for figuring all this out.
Get the rest you need. He doesn't have, well, you do have my pillows, though.
I do.
I know that. So maybe you don't have enough of them.
I have four of them.
More. I need eight, at least.
I do.
Then you'll be okay, yeah. If you have trouble sleeping at night, get twice as many pillows, and you can do it. This is really a fancy footwork on my part. You can buy one, Richie, and get one free. The premium pillows now, using the promo code DJV, you can buy one MyPillow and get the second one free till the end of the month. Not a bad deal, right? Order yours now at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. That goes, by the way, for pretty much everything that's there at MyPillow.com. So go into MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal, and then look around and see what else they have in there. They have fabulous deals on pillows and pillowcases and mattress covers, anything you need when it comes to sleep for you and your family and your pets. Get it now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Countdown overview, stories number one. Let's go through the charts for the week of July 9th to the 13th. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine who listen to talk radio stations and programs and hosts all around the country to come up with this list. At number 10, the usual sports talk radio with an extra special focus on the World Cup. At number 9, complications in Europe as a result of whether the Brits really get out, the Brexit whole thing. Number 8, Sacha Baron Cohen and his foolishness. Number 7, Mike Pompeo in North Korea and his foolishness. Number 6, the foolishness between the Americans and the Chinese when it comes to trade. Number 5 thing is Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, if that's how we pronounce his name, former FBI director in the focus. Kavanaugh's confirmation, number 4. Illegal immigration, number 3. The Russia investigation, number 2. And the trip to NATO by the president, number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We talk a lot about our veterans and how we're so grateful for the way these heroes and their families have given so selflessly to secure our freedom. But what really makes a difference in the lives of veterans isn't just talk, it's action. My longtime partners at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to providing services and assistance to all veterans nationwide, not just those combat wounded. Helping veterans wade through the bureaucracy at the VA is one of the mainstays of their outreach. Assisting veterans of all ages and from all wars receive the benefits they are entitled to. It's something that shouldn't be a struggle for veterans and their families, but sadly it is. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is one of the oldest chartered veterans organizations around today, and their track record provides proof of their dedication to veterans. Call 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. 888-414-4483. Give to purpleheart.org.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable. Backed by a 10-year guarantee, MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. On the people list at Talkers Magazine, you can find at talkers.com, number 10, the list of people includes Theresa May, who is the Prime Minister of England, and that's a whole thing. We know the problem that the Brits are having with Brexit, so that's why that's number 10. Sacha Baron Cohen is number 9, Mike Pompeo, number 8, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, number 7, Brett Kavanaugh is in the 6th position. Chuck Schumer is number 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3. Angela Merkel is number 2. Apparently, she and the Donald have buried the hatchet, it would seem. Trump is number 1. He asked the right question, though, this week. Why should we keep paying for your defense? I think that's a great question, frankly. There it is, the list of people making it to the big time under the big top. Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through the stories. There's a lot of focus on the World Cup. As a matter of fact, in sports talk radio and then regular conversations on the air, it turns out to be number 10 when you look at some of the characters who are playing and the amount of money. Did you see this week how much money was that guy? He's going to get paid $400 million or some other nutbird number for playing soccer. It's so...
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hey, you're the one, Victoria, who's fawning all over him.
You seen him?
I don't. What do I want to see him for? If he's not good looking like Rich,
well,
then I don't want to look at him.
Everyone else has seen him, so.
Yeah. And, Rich, are you impressed with this guy?
He's a great Ronaldo? Soccer player. He's a great football player.
And how much money is he making?
More than me.
His new deal is... he got like a $117 million buyout, and then his new deal, I think, was $150-something million. It's a very sweet deal. Yeah. So he will be very happy. But he's arguably the best player in the world, so he deserves it.
The big thing from FIFA this week is a request to broadcasters to stop leering at female fans. The production values at the World Cup games, a lot of action on the field, and then every time you turn around, there's a shot at somebody's boobs up in the stand.
You know, my Colombian wife watches all of the World Cup on the Spanish channels, on the Univision and Telemundo and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Those Spanish channels are total TNA television. It's 100%. They have hot cheerleader girls in the studio in their, you know, uniforms for whatever
that old guy
playing that day.
Francisco. What's the old guy's name?
Don Francisco.
Whatever his name
is.
Yeah,
Salvador Gigante.
Yeah.
It's total TNA television.
He's got wandering eyes, man. That guy, you can watch that stuff.
He
I watch it just because I like
hands too.
If you ever run across it, if you're flipping through channels and you see this old dude with some young chicks that everything's hanging out of, that's Don Francisco, whose real name is Emmanuel Mascarante or something. It's very interesting. This is how wonderful the media, news media is. This guy is an Israeli. And somehow or other,
I think he's a Jewish Argentinian. There's a lot to.
Is he?
Yeah, after the war,
right.
A lot of the Jews
yeah.
moved to Argentina.
Yeah.
I think he's in that camp. I'm not sure.
Right. A lot of Nazi criminals, war criminals, went to Argentina too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they had a great time together.
I know.
There's a lot of art collections down in Argentina that
Chilean,
seriously.
Yeah, right, just showed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the main European. That's the problem.
A lot of people down in Argentina saying, "Oh, it's just a print and it's an original."
Right. Uh-huh. That's the problem with Brexit is they have too many. They're trying to deal with all that Argentinian stuff. You're right. All the things that have left England and gone to Argentina. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, kids.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint. Moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour now. Time for us to overview the hot hits from this past week when it comes to technology news and information. The queen of that is Queen Victoria. Victoria Keelan has the top five, starting at five, getting to number one. Number five, if you're going to a gas station, pay for your gas with cash.
That is actually very solid advice. And if you're not paying with cash, then definitely don't use your debit card. Hackers, of course, it is Hack City. There is virtually no security, no cybersecurity at gas stations. In fact, the newest hack is actually stealing gasoline itself beyond just, you know, hacking the customers. So police in Detroit this week were looking into a hack at a gas station that allowed people to steal more than 600 gallons of gas valued at over $1,800. The station attendant said he was unable to shut the pump down using the normal methods, and the authorities believe that thieves had somehow used a remote device to take control of the pump. And just a week ago, the same thing happened in Austin, Texas. A man was arrested for stealing $800 worth of gas, and last month, a BP employee in New Jersey stole $300,000 after manipulating the gas pump computers. Now, it is a big deal, and of course, we all know, or I don't know if we all know, I shouldn't say that, but hopefully you do know that credit card skimmers have been put in a lot of different gas pumps at various places around the country. In the middle of the night, they pop up. It looks just like a regular where they slide your card in and out of the pump, and there's a little sensor in there. It reads your card. They can take all of your information, your account. They can steal money from you. They can reprint your card with a 3D printer. It's happened to my friend twice at different gas stations, so always use cash, and if you have to use a card, do not use your debit card that gives anyone access to your cash.
People always have been touting. I remember Rich McFadden talking, I don't carry any cash. Use cards. No, we're going to go back to a cash-based society because of stuff like this. All right, number four is a focus on Microsoft and something new.
Yep, Microsoft's taking a stab at the cheap tablet market with the new Surface Go. It's a 10-inch iPad competitor. The new Go offers the same look and feel of Microsoft's larger Surface tablets, but in a smaller 10-inch package. It weighs just over a pound, and it costs $399, and it's getting very, very good reviews, and it is aimed at all users. However, they're also thinking that schools will be very into this in the student market, because right now Google's Chromebook dominates that market, supplying 60% of all devices in the classroom. So Microsoft wants to get a piece of that action.
Piece of the action. Number three, headed toward number one, is a focus on Facebook. There's hardly a week go by that there isn't some technical news from the Facebook folks.
Well, this week they're trying to get back in our good graces. They're sweetening the pot for all birthday fundraisers posted on Facebook. They'll now donate $5 to every newly created fundraiser posted on a user's birthday. So the fundraiser has to support one of 750,000 vetted U.S. nonprofits in order to raise money. And basically all you do on your birthday, if you just want people to donate to your favorite charity, as long as it's one of the approved ones, Facebook will give you $5.
Number two this week on our list of the top five technical stories, another big company, Amazon, and their ownership of Whole Foods seems to be paying off.
Yes, Amazon's annual Prime Day, which begins on Monday the 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. This year, for the first time, Amazon is incorporating Whole Foods into it. Now, Whole Foods is offering Amazon Prime members a $10 credit to use during a 36-hour Prime Day extravaganza, as they call it. So if you spend $10 or more at Whole Foods between now and the 17th, you actually get a $10 credit into your Amazon account, and you can use it for anything on Amazon for the three-day period of Amazon Prime. Whole Foods is also offering other deals, doubling cashback rewards to 10% from 5% for Amazon Prime rewards Visa holders, and that's through the 14th through the 17th. And first-time customers of Amazon's Prime Now delivery service also get $10 off their first order and an additional $10 off a future order. So check out lots of good deals this year for Amazon Prime Day.
And the top tech story of the week is a focus on Twitter. Hooray!
Yep, the big Twitter following purge has officially begun. Earlier this week, we talked about 1 million accounts a day being removed from Twitter, and yesterday it started hitting the big guns. President Trump lost 400,000 of his 53 million followers. Barack Obama, who he lost more than 2.3 million, he still has 101 million remaining. He is still the third most followed person on Twitter behind Katy Perry and Justin Bieber, who also lost in the millions, too. So you may individually lose about 5 followers, they say, for the average user.
All right, there it is, folks. Technology in the Focus. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is the production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Several dozen supporters of President Trump, many waving American flags and sporting Make America Great Again caps, cheered as he neared his hotel in Helsinki before his summit with Russian President Putin Monday. Several of the fans were from the True Finn Anti-Immigration Party, said they wanted to make a show of support in a country where many people have criticized his policies. Finishing touches on the agenda for the meeting, and U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman tells NBC's Meet the Press, summit's a chance to improve U.S.-Russia relationships.
Right now, there's no trust in the relationship, and because of that, problem solving is practically impossible. So this is an attempt to see if we can diffuse and take some of the drama quite frankly, some of the danger out of the relationship right now.
On ABC's This Week, National Security Advisor John Bolton says the president has a stronger hand going into the meeting because of the charges against 12 Russian military intelligence officials related to the hacking of Democratic targets in the 2016 presidential election. Presidents Trump and Putin joined plan a press conference after their meeting.
It shows that the justice system, the Department of Justice, are aware of these Russian efforts at election meddling. And I think the president can put this on the table and say, this is a serious matter. We need to talk about it.
That's National Security Advisor John Bolton. Gas is down a penny at the pump, but oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price is still 63 cents higher than it was a year ago, which has had an impact on demand.
There is a weak gasoline demand seen, even for this season. That's a form of price resistance to price hikes.
Highest price in San Francisco Bay Area at $3.74 a gallon. Lowest price was found in Baton Rouge at $2.52 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
The 19-year-old son of a British woman who died after being exposed to a nerve agent first developed by the Soviet Union has called on President Trump to discuss his mother with Russian President Putin at the summit.
Even Hope told the Sunday Mirror newspaper, "We need to get justice for my mom." Dawn Sturgess and her partner Charlie Rowley fell ill on the 30th of June in southwestern England's Amesbury, a town near the city where Russian former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with Novichok in March. Britain has blamed the attack on the Russian government, but Moscow vehemently denies its responsibility. Detectives confirmed Friday that a small bottle found in Rowley's home contained Novichok. Experts are trying to determine if it was from the same batch used on the Skripals. Sarah Shackley, London.
A new report says China's joined the world's top 20 most innovative economies for the first time, while the United States has fallen out of the top five ranked countries. More on these stories at townhall.com. A Delaware woman is facing charges of theft and criminal mischief for taking a police flag from a highway median and burning it.
Authorities arrested 21-year-old Catherine Iacco of Wilmington last Friday. Officials say the burning incident took place near the town of Lewis. Delaware State Police say witnesses saw a woman get out of her car and remove a mounted thin blue line flag. Police say the flag's owner placed it there several days ago to mark the recent death of a state trooper.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting that state troopers say the woman could not return the flag because she burned it. Virginia's attorney general asking a judge to toss out a lawsuit seeking to overturn state laws restricting abortions. Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring's office filed the motion to dismiss in federal court in Richmond last Friday. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with Wonga heading up his own series. Then he'll be heard as the de facto band leader on the Jack Benny program. So who exactly is Wonga? Well, his full name was Wonga Philip Harris, and he was the voice of Baloo the Bear in Disney's animated version of The Jungle Book. Born in Indiana but raised primarily in the Nashville, Tennessee area, Phil Harris was proud of his southern roots. As confirmed by his signature novelty tune, That's What I Like About the South. Phil once explained that his first name, Wonga, was Cherokee for Messenger of Fleet. He said he was given the name by an American Indian chief who took care of him while his mother and father were working in circuses. He might have been putting us on, but it's a great story nonetheless. Wonga Harris began a showbiz career as a drummer in various orchestras before heading up his own band. He went to work for Benny in 1936 and he got his own series a decade later. This example of that, which finds the Harrises heading to a famous desert oasis, is from the evening of March 26, 1950.
Good health to all from Rexall. Your Rexall Family Druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Ruth, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Alice has been feeling a little run down lately, and her doctor has advised that she get away from her regular routine and have a little peace and quiet. So she and Phil have decided to go to Palm Springs for a few days. As we look in, they've just arrived and are entering the hotel lobby.
Well, honey, this is the place I call for reservations. How do you like it? Swanky, huh?
Honey, I think it's a little too swanky. This is the most exclusive place in Palm Springs. Look at the labels on the luggage of those people. London, Paris, Rome, Biarritz, the Riviera.
So what? They're just trying to impress people. Look at the labels on your suitcase. Bank of America, Security First National, Home Savings and Loan, and Federal Reserve.
Bill, who put those labels on my bag?
I did. When I impress people, I impress them. Notice how fast they gave me a reservation when I called, huh?
I still don't understand how you did that. You have to have a name to get in here.
Honey, when I told them who we were on the phone, they gave us the Royal Suite.
How do you do, sir? Welcome to our hotel. May I help you?
Yes, we have a reservation.
Your name, sir?
The Duke and Duchess of Windsor, old boy.
Phil.
Quiet Wally. You wish to stay here, don't you?
Righto, Governor.
All right, now that you've had your little joke, just who are you?
Well, I'm the... How do you guess I wasn't a duke?
By that ham hock in your lapel.
All right, so I'll admit I'm not the duke, but I'm just as important. I'm Phil Harris.
Gee, if I'd have known you were coming, I'd have baked a bomb.
Guy, huh? Look, mister, we're important people.
Oh, Phil, please, don't cause a scene.
I want them to know who we are. You may not know my name, but my wife happens to be Alice Faye.
Oh, Phil, this is so embarrassing.
You've heard of Alice Faye, haven't you?
No.
Well, you see, what's the matter with him? Is he crazy or something?
Oh, no. Look, bud, I made a reservation. I want a room.
I'm sorry, sir, but this is an ultra-swank hotel, and we have restrictions.
What kind of restrictions?
We don't allow people.
You must have some very interesting guests. What time do you open the cages and feed them?
Will you let me finish? We don't allow people like you.
Oh, please, mister, you've got to give us a room. They tell me there isn't another available in town, and I'm here on doctor's orders. I'm a sick woman.
You see, she's so sick that she can't even cough good. You see, she's so sick.
Yes.
Well, he said they wouldn't fit the first time anyway. Seashells by the sea. How now, white mule? Look, my wife is sick. Can we have a room, please?
Well, in that case, I have a small room in the back I can let you have.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And look, mister, one other thing. Now, we don't want to be disturbed. We want to be completely alone. That's why we didn't bring our children with us. Nobody knows we're here, and all we want is peace and quiet and...
Good morning, Philip.
Oh, no. No, it can't be, Alice. Tell me that it isn't. Please tell me that it isn't.
I'd like to, but it is. Willie, what are you doing here?
That's a fine way to talk to me after I drove all the way down here to do you a favor. You were in such a hurry to leave, you forgot something.
What?
The children. I brought them with me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, Willie, you didn't.
Yes, he did. Hello, Mommy. Hi, Daddy.
I'll bet you're glad to see us. Well, come on, Mommy. Let's go swimming.
I want to play tennis.
All right, hold
it. I want to go swimming.
Tennis is more fun.
Hold
it. It is not. It is, too. It's
hold it when I holler. Hold it.
Stop shouting at those children, you big bully.
They're my kids, and I'll shout at them if I want to shout at them.
Now, look, girls. The doctor said I wasn't well and I should get away from the house and you children for a while.
Oh, Mommy. You don't love us anymore. You don't want us around.
Oh, girl, please, I love you. I want you around.
Then why are you trying to get rid of them?
You stay out of this.
I will not. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves hating your children.
We don't hate them.
People like you shouldn't be parents. You don't appreciate the blessing of having little ones to brighten up your lives. Why, children are the very backbone of our nation. Without children, where would this
all
country...
All right, all right, all right. If it'll make you happy, we'll keep them. Put two cots in our room for them.
Sorry, we don't allow children. How However, I'll ask the manager if he'll make an exception in your case. Excuse me, please.
Daddy, why don't they allow children
because
here?
Because children act naughty like you and your sister just did. You're so loud and raucous. I can't imagine whom you inherited from. You act like two little barbarians.
Oh, honey, maybe they'll be quiet if you tell them a story.
We'd rather hear Daddy sing.
Don't argue with your... That was my oldest girl that said... You know something, Alice? We have two of the sweetest little...
All right, NCO. Sing.
Old Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They took a little trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. We took a lot of gold and made him an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet, and the flute, and the harp,
you must fall down and worship that idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
The king put the chillin' in the fire furnace,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Then he heaped on the coals with the red-hot brimstone,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be,
Shadrach,
Shadrach.
And he burned up the soldiers the king had put there,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of that furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Well, they couldn't even burn a hair on the head of old Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire was a-jumping.
Shadrach!
The Lord was on their side. Old Nebuchadnezzar called, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon, Shadrach.
Shadrach! Meshach!
Listening to Phil Harris and Alice Faye. We'll be back with the second act of the show right after this.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount. Let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now here's Phil Harris and Alice Faye.
Well, Mr. Harris, it's all right for the children to stay, but you'll have to get rid of that dog.
What dog? I ain't got no dog.
Then what was that howling?
I was singing.
Oh. Well, in the future, please keep it down to a whimper. Now, just register here for everybody, Mr. Harris.
All right, buddy. Gee, Alice, you and I were supposed to be alone. Now we got Willie and the kids with us. Hey, mister, will there be enough room for all of us to sleep?
Oh, yes, sir. There are two cots, a sofa, and a double bed.
Ah, well, that ought to work. Let's see. Now, the kids can sleep on the cots. Willie can sleep on the sofa.
And I'll sleep on the double bed.
Ramley! Oh, Ramley, what are you doing here?
You got a lot of nerve coming down here without me. Sneaking away without so much...
I didn't sneak away. Alice had to come down here
Alice,
for...
Alice, it's always her. Before we married Alice, I didn't have this trouble. I came first.
But, Frankie, I had to...
You stay out of this or I'll sue you for alienation of affection.
Now, look, Frankie, the doctor said I should come down here for a rest, and I should come down alone.
Alone, huh? Then answer me this. What's your husband doing here? And Willie and the children? Go ahead, answer me. What are they doing here?
Well,
a likely story. Least you could have done was left a message telling me where you'd gone.
Wait a minute. How did you find out we were in Palm Springs?
Well, it was purely accidental. I happened to break into your house and read it in Alice's diary.
You read my diary?
No, of course not. As soon as I saw the first page and realized what it was, I put it right down.
That's better.
I'm no busybody, Alice. By the way, is it true what you wrote on page 147 about the time...
Never mind.
Frankie, you ought to be ashamed of yourself reading somebody else's diary. That's very personal and sacred. Even I have never seen Alice's diary, and I guarantee...
What'd you have to say about me, kid?
Well... On page 2, she said the first time she met you, she... Now, why start trouble?
Go ahead, start trouble. What did she say on
page
2?
Wait a minute.
Next time I come down, I'll bring my diary with me. We'll have a community read.
Well, I can't stand around here gabbing. Clerk, have the bellhop show me to Mr. Harris's room.
Frankie, I got news for you.
Hmm?
We haven't got room for you. The hotel's booked solid, and you're going to have to go back to town.
I'm sorry. I have no way of getting back to town.
Well, how'd you get down here?
A very charming friend of mine was kind enough to drive me down.
Who?
I'm the kid from the grocery with the R-A-G-G-M-O-P.
Oh, Julia, no. Remley, why did you have to bring the wild goose with you? Look, kid, I can't have you around.
Why not?
Well, I came down here for my help.
I see you didn't find it.
Look, what are you doing here anyway?
I heard a pleasant rumor you wasn't long for this world.
Where'd you hear that?
From your doctor. He said you're due to go any minute, and I want to be with you at the finish. Well, I'm waiting.
Look, kid, there's nothing wrong...
Stop stalling and lie down, Mac.
There's nothing wrong with me, I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I'll stay with you anyway. Who am I bunking with?
Julius. I have something to tell you, so listen closely. You're not bunking with anybody. We don't want you here. You're not welcome, so go home. Beat it. Get lost.
Mr. Harris, just what are you leading up to?
Guess I'll have to be more explicit. Get out of here before I break your little neck.
Tup, tup, tup. Mr. Harris, please, don't raise your voice in our lobby. What do you think you are, in some cheap $75 a day hotel? Shall I put two more cots in the room?
I ain't gonna sleep on no cot.
You don't have to, Julius. You and me have a double bed. The cots are for Mr. and Mrs. Harris.
Oh, well, do you fellas think you'll be comfy sleeping in our room?
That depends. Do you snore, Mr. Harris?
No, I don't. But Alice does a little logging. Of course, it's a softwood job, though. I don't think it'll annoy
now,
you too much.
Now, stop it. Now, you fellas aren't going to stay here, and that's final. Clerk, Mr. Harris and I will take the room.
Sorry, I just sold it to someone else.
But we have a reservation.
You did have, Duchess. Now, I'll thank you to take the Duke and the rest of your ragged retinue and abdicate.
Now, just a moment, please. I happen to be a lady, and I won't allow you to talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you any way I please.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Ah, you muttering soggy pretzels.
That's my mom that said that.
Yeah, that's good old mom. Come on, Alice, let's get out of here. Come on.
Oh, Frankie, you and Julius are the cause of this. Now where are we going to stay? It's getting late, the children are tired, and... Oh, Frankie, why do you do these things?
Guess I'm just no good. Nobody loves me.
Oh, no, Frankie,
nobody wants me. I'm just an orphan, all alone in the world. Gee, if Daddy Warbucks had only come
back...
Oh,
shut up! Look, fellas, will you listen to me, please? We got to find some place to stay. Willie, you try that hotel across the street.
Hey, Curly, you don't
have to... I said keep out of this, Warbucks. Julius, you try the place on the corner.
They don't have any rooms across the street, Philip.
There's no vacancies on the corner, either.
Oh, fine, fine. Now what are we going
to
do?
You'd leave it to me, Curly.
I told you to keep out of it. Now, look, we're going to have to spread out around the town and comb it a little bit and find out what's going on. Now, Remley, you stay here and take care of the kids.
What am I going to do with two kids?
Well, take them someplace. Take them to one of the interesting spots here.
Okay. Come on, kids. There's a bar up the street.
You know.
There's no place for children.
But it has low stools and a high rail.
All right.
Never mind.
All right.
Now, never mind. There's a big Indian reservation here. They'd love to see that.
Let Curly take him to the reservation. He's part Indian.
I am not.
Then where did you get the name Wonga?
It happens to be a nickname. An Indian prince has named me that because it fitted me. You see, Wonga is Navajo for, oh, you great, big, beautiful dog.
You know, Philip, you look like an Indian. You have high cheekbones and a copper complexion.
Nobody asked you. Now, let's forget the Indian gag, huh, and find a place to stay so that... Copper cheekbones. Alice and me will look on the other side of town, and Julius, you and Willie try the other side. Now hurry up, will you, and let's get going, kid.
Ugh, me fly swift as wind, Big Chief, redden the snoot.
Okay.
Willie and me couldn't find any place. Could you, Mr. Harris?
No, we couldn't find it. Looks like we're dead.
We had a swell time at the Indian reservation, Daddy.
We almost had a fight there.
Kids, forget about it.
Wait a minute. Kids, why'd you almost have a fight?
When we got there, Uncle Frankie tried to trade us for $24 and a bottle of fire water.
I was only kidding.
What could you do with $24 in Palm Springs?
All right.
It's dark. What are we going to do?
I don't know, honey. If we only knew somebody who owned the hotel.
Curly, I've been trying to tell you. I can help you.
How can you help?
I know a guy.
Oh, yeah? You mean, you know somebody who owns a hotel?
You might call it that. Let me take you over there. Where do you see? It's a beautiful place.
Okay, we'll have a look at it. Willie, you and Julia stay here with the kids while we look this place over, huh? Come on, let's go. Frankie, are you sure the hotel is in this dark alley?
Look at these awful ramshackle buildings.
Quaint, ain't they? Wait a minute, here it is.
Here's what? All I see is a pile of driftwood.
Please. This hotel has a lot of atmosphere. Sure, this is it. Curly, there's a sign on the building. What's it say?
Condemned.
This is the place. Come on, let's go in.
Oh, Phil, we can't stay in a place like this.
All right, let's see it anyway. It can't be as bad as it looks.
Ah, there he is, mine genial host. Typical old innkeeper, isn't he? Hello, Humphrey.
Shut that door before the cops see the light.
I think I've heard enough. Come on, Alice. Let's get out.
Stay where you are.
Oh, it's you, Frankie. Oh. Who's this mob you got with you?
They're friends of mine.
Oh, the Boston mob that knocked over Brinks, huh?
Now, just a minute, bud. We're just looking for a place to stay.
Well, you have come to the perfect hideout. By the way, Frankie, who's the beautiful doll?
I'm Phil Harris. You see, Wanga's an Indio name.
I'm not talking to you. I mean you, Blondie. What's your name? What do you do with this mob?
I'm Sadie the Snitch, and I peck their rods.
Wait a minute. Stop talking like that. Look, we're not gangsters. We're a respectable family, and we want a room for the night.
Well, I got one left. Follow me.
Frankie, what kind of a place did you bring us to?
Oh, don't mind Humphrey. He's always kidding. He's got some very nice rooms.
Well, folks, here's the entrance to your room. After you, lady.
How do I get in?
You pull the curtain aside and you step through the hole in the wall. You think you never went into a room before. Well, how do you like it?
Well, it looks kind of small.
What are you talking about? Just step into it and walk to the other side of the room.
Okay. Well, I'm on the other side.
Cozy, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, this is ridiculous. We have seven people and there are no beds. Where are we going to sleep?
On the floor. What do you think? I'll mark it off for you. Just lie down, lady, so I can chalk your outline.
I need a bed.
Oh, get her. The big shot needs a bed.
Oh, Phil, we can't stay here. This room doesn't have a bath.
Oh, yeah, it must have. I'll ask him. Hey, mister, do you have the...
Yeah. You go down to the end of the hall, then out the back window and across the empty lot... And it's in a gas station in back of the A&P. You don't mind, do you?
Huh?
You don't mind, do you?
No, we have a car. We leave the top down. We can get a tan on the way.
Bathtub over there?
Well, no, but they got an oversized sink and a skinny dame like you can squeeze into it.
That's the last straw, Phil. Let's get out of here.
But, Alice, where else can you stay?
Look, I can get us a place to sleep. I happen to know a guy in this town, too. So come on.
Sorry, Humphrey.
Sure is nice of you to put us up for the night. You see, we couldn't find another place in town. We certainly are lucky to get in here.
You and White Brothers, welcome. Oh!
Fine thing. Gotta sleep in the Indian reservation.
To be thankful we have this. Where do we sleep, Chief?
White Squaw and two papooses get teepee 6. Paleface Braves get teepee 7, 8.
Well, wait a minute, Chief. How much do you charge per teepee?
Others pay 10 pieces wampum, but no charge for you.
Well, how come you're not charging me?
This your home. Good to have you back with your people.
What do you mean, my people? I...
Good night, Wonga.
Good night, Uncle Tonto.
The Phil Harris and Alice Faye program from March 26, 1950. And yes, you heard a reference to Phil's real first name, Wonga, which I talked about before the episode. Phil and Alice indeed had a home in Palm Springs, and in 1994, shortly before his death at age 91, they were honored with a Golden Palm Star on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars, similar to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And yes, both Alice and Phil have stars there as well. I'm Greg Bell, and Phil Harris first came to fame as a cast member on the Jack Benny program, beginning in 1936. Well, coming up next on When Radio Was, an episode from that very long-running comedy series. It's from the spring of 49, though, and it begins right after this break.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back, and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're marshal now, huh?
And you've sold your gun to quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands for your caliber. All of you. You're coming.
I can't see it.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77. When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, sister. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before the break, we heard the Phil Harrison Alice Faye program. And now Phil steps back into a supporting role. As usual, he is hilarious in his segment on this Jack Benny episode. Of course, he's just one part of a tremendous cast, alongside Jack's wife Mary, announcer Don Wilson, singer Dennis Day, Eddie Rochester Anderson, Mel Blanc voicing Polly the Parrot, and also listen for a funny guest shot from Ozzie and Harriet. This is from March 27th,
1949. The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, this is the first week of spring. So let's go out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Rochester doing the spring cleaning.
The vacuum's going, the dust is blowing, 'cause Benny's house must be clean. He doesn't really want his house clean. Just makes me work because he's mean.
Rochester.
The dirt may linger, won't lift his finger. All day in bed he reclines. But then in bed he has to recline. He isn't really 39.
Rochester.
Hello, boss.
Hello.
Hello, boss.
Hello, Polly. Well, Rochester, I'm glad to see you're doing the spring cleaning. The house looks... Rochester, where are those pretty lace curtains we had on the windows?
Those were cobwebs. I brushed them off.
Oh, the house is that dusty. It's your fault.
No, it isn't, boss. I could clean the house in no time if I could use a feather duster.
The feather duster? Well, why don't you use it?
It's spring. At this time of year, Polly falls in love with it.
Rochester, you're imagining things.
No, boss, she even talks to it.
Polly talks to the feather duster?
Yeah, this morning she stuck her head out of the cage and said, "Don't just stand there in the corner, come up and see me sometime."
Look.
I even had to put the duster in the cage to keep her happy.
Now, that's ridiculous. Now, go get it out of the cage and clean up the room.
Well, okay. Hello, Polly. I'm sorry, but I have to take the duster. Now, let go of it.
The sky is blue, the night is cold.
Let go, Polly. I gotta get the duster.
The moon is old, but love is old.
Let go.
This eager heart of mine is shaking.
There, I got it.
Lover, come back to me.
Rochester, now that you got the feather duster, clean the chandelier.
I tried to, boss, but I can't reach it.
Well, I'll do it. Now, bend down, and I'll stand on your back.
Huh?
Go on, bend down.
Like this?
Yeah, bend down a little more. That's good. Now, let me get up on your back. Easy. Hold it. There. Okay, Rochester, hold still now while I dust the chandelier.
Coming!
Rochester!
Hello, Rochester.
Oh, hello, Miss Livingston. Come on in.
Thanks. I just came over to... Oh, hello, Phil. I didn't know you were here.
That's Mr. Benny lying on the floor.
Jack, what happened?
Nothing. Anyway, Mary, I meant to call you. We aren't going to be able to rehearse today because I have something very important to do.
Well, I'm glad I came over anyway. I got a letter from my mother, and I wanted you to hear it.
A letter from your mother, eh? Well, what does the Ali Khan of Plainfield have to say?
Just a minute. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
My darling daughter, Mary, just a few lines to let you know that everybody in the family is feeling fine except Susie, our cow.
The cow?
She's been sick for the past 2 months now, and your father wishes she would get well so he can have his side of the bed back.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry our cow is sick, but she certainly makes the room look better. I've always wanted an early American bed, so as long as she's lying on her back, I'm using her forelegs to hold up a canopy.
Leave it to your mother.
Of course, it isn't easy milking the cow in this position. You have to squeeze harder than usual because you're fighting gravity.
Gee, where do you put the bucket?
Quiet, Jack. However, your father doesn't know his own strength. This morning, he squeezed so hard, the milk shot up, ripped through the canopy, and wrote Honest John on the ceiling.
That's silly. Your mother. I don't know. Your mother is just silly.
You know, Mary, we've had a very long winter, but we knew it was coming. Because on February 2nd, when the groundhog came out of his hole, he saw your sister Babe and ran back in again.
I knew she could do it.
No other news, but tell Jack we're going to see the picture he produced, The Lucky Stiff, at the Earl Theater in Philadelphia next week.
Well.
That is, we'll go to Philadelphia if the cow gets well. We haven't got a car, you know. Much love, Mama.
You know, Mary, I'm proud of that picture. Claire Trevor was in it, and she just won an Academy Award. Come in! Oh, hello, Dennis.
Congratulate me, Mr. Benny. Congratulate me.
Congratulate you?
My aunt won an Academy Award.
Your aunt?
Yeah, she went to the hospital last week, and yesterday she came home with little Oscar.
Oh, you mean your aunt had a baby and they named it Oscar? Hey, your uncle must be very proud. Is it their first child?
No, they have six, and three more are on the way.
What? Three more children are on the way?
Yeah, they're coming by bus from Fresno.
Oh, then they have nine children now.
That's right, five boys and three girls.
Well, that's very... Wait a minute. Five boys and three girls? Dennis, that's only eight.
One of them got on the wrong bus.
You're listening to the Jack Benny Program. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000, I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
First Five Shasta and the Cascade Theater present five free films and a whole lot of fun for kids this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the doors at 2 with completely free admission for everybody, with activities, prizes, free Rita's ice cream, and a kids film at 3 with Coco, Inside Out, The Iron Giant, Babe, and Happy Feet. See them all at the Cascade. That's five films, five Sundays in July. Sponsored by First Five Shasta, Turtle Bay, and JPR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask,
What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back to the Jack Benny program on When Radio Was.
Say, Jack, as long as we're not going to have rehearsal today, I think that I'll run along.
Come in.
Hiya, Jackson.
Hello, Livy, you specimen of what a young man's fancy turns to.
Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Phil. Say, I told you rehearsal was called off. What are you doing here?
Well, look, Jackson, I started out to do some shopping in Beverly Hills, and I left home without a dime. So would you cash this check for me?
Well, I don't know if I can, Phil. How much is the check for?
I don't know. Read it. Alice made it out.
Oh.
Here.
Phil, Alice made this check out for $100.
Yeah, I was a good boy all week.
What are you going to buy, Phil?
Well, I want to get 50 feet of copper coils for my car.
Copper coils for your car?
I'm putting in draft beer.
Oh, fine. Draft beer.
Yeah, I'll have the only hydromatic with a head on it. Harris, you ought to put some Blue Jay on your tongue. It's so corny.
You can say that again, Wanga.
Well, look, Yonko, how about it? Can you cash my check for me?
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. I haven't got that much money on me.
Phil, if you want a loan of a few dollars, I can help you out.
Nah, that ain't necessary, Libby. I'll forget about the shopping. All I'll do is go get myself a haircut.
I thought you said you were broke. Can't get a haircut without any money.
Jackson, they cut my hair just for the thrill of it.
What a hammy guy.
You know, Jack, Phil has a right to be conceited. He always looks so nice. Look at the way his clothes fit him, and look at his socks. They're bright without being loud.
I'm glad you like them, Livy. Alice knitted them for me. They're gargoyle. That's our guy.
Well, a gargoyle is something ugly.
Well, they ain't gonna hang these in the art museum. So long, straight man. See you again, Liv, you pretty thing.
Bye, Phil.
Goodbye, goodbye. Say, Mary, it looks like it might rain. See, look at that dark cloud hiding the sun.
That's a shadow. Don Wilson's coming up the walk.
Oh, yes.
Well, how are you, Phil? Where are you going? Down to get a haircut. I'd save you a curl, but they're all promised.
Hey, Don! Don!
Right with you, Jack. Come on, boys.
Say, Don, I told you over the phone we weren't going to rehearse today. Why'd you bring the quartet over?
Well, Jack, there's something the sportsmen want me to talk to you about.
The sportsmen quartet? What is it?
Well, they've been with you now for 4 years, and they came over to ask you for a raise.
Oh, they have, eh?
Jack, I'm going to leave.
Why?
I can't stand the sight of blood.
There isn't going to be any bloodshed. Don, how much of a raise do the boys want?
I'll ask them. How much do you want, boys? No, boys, I don't think you'd go that high. I don't know about that either. Well, I don't know.
We'll talk about that one. That sounds reasonable.
Well, thanks, Jack.
Now, what kind of a number have they got prepared for the program?
Well, since this is the first week of spring, the boys have something appropriate for this time of year.
For spring? Good, good. Now, hold it a minute, fellas.
Hello? Hello, Jack. This is Ozzie Nelson.
Oh, hello, Ozzie.
Jack, I just called to tell you that next week Harriet and I are going to start doing our program on CBS.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Ozzie. What day are you going to be on?
A Sunday.
Well, I think that's... Sunday? Ozzie?
Yes?
What time on Sunday?
Right ahead of yours.
Phew. For a minute, I... I thought I was going to have to sue somebody. What a relief, huh?
Hello?
Hello, huh?
Hello? Hello?
Is that you on the extension, Harriet?
Yes, Ozzie. Ozzie, would you mind hanging up? I've got to make a phone call.
But, Harriet, I'm talking to...
I don't care who you're talking to. I've got to find out why our laundry hasn't come back yet.
Well, I've got him on the phone now. Ask him.
I was going to call you about that, Harriet.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello, Harriet. I was going to call you about the laundry. There'll be a little delay because I scorched your underwear.
My underwear?
Yes, the ones with the lace.
Oh, those are Ozzie's.
Oh, then the H stands for his. I thought it was Harriet.
Jack, since Harriet brought up the subject, I'd like to make a complaint.
What is it, Ozzie? We're always open for suggestions, you know.
Well, Jack, you've been putting a little too much starch in our underwear.
Too much starch?
Yes. You see, we don't mind it on Sundays because we have to stand up at the microphones anyway.
Uh-huh.
But on weekdays, we like to relax.
Oh, well, then I'll try to cut down on the starch.
I wish you would. Every time Ozzie sits down, it sounds like he's cracking his knuckles.
Well, I'll take care of it. And congratulations on coming over to CBS. I'll be listening to your first show next Sunday.
Well, thanks, Jack.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The first half of the Jack Benny program from March 27, 1949, and we'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. A little explanation. After spending 17 years on NBC, Jack defected over to CBS, beginning in January of 49, and a number of other radio stars, including Ozzie and Harriet, would join him. Others to make the move included Bergen and McCarthy, Red Skelton, and Burns and Allen. The reasons were complicated, but primarily had to do with some major tax breaks, which helped the performers earn significantly more money. My question this time is this. Can you name the powerful founder and chief executive of CBS who led the talent raid? I'll have the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Tickled the Ivories with MusicRewind.com and the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories, a 3-CD compilation of 60 easy listening and classical piano favorites. Enjoy the most popular, timeless songs played by top pianists such as Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, Nat King Cole, Oscar Peterson, Liberace, Carmen Cavallaro, George Shearing, and many more. Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code PIANO67.
Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless piano hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code PIANO67 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to order Golden Piano Memories now. Remember, PIANO67 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back. Before the break, I wanted to know the name of the founder and longtime chief executive of CBS. He was William S. Haley. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're all out of time. But hey, visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.